Tomorrow's News Today.
Told you so, but I did. It's Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. And everything that I warned about and that I predicted and that I said would happen when Trump and Israel attacked Iran is now happening exactly as I said. Now, some of my predictions are really amazing, and I'm the only one to make them, and they're hole-in-one, just very proud of them. A lot of research, a lot of prayer, a lot of dedication to make a lot of my predictions. This one was absolutely the easiest prediction ever to make, because closing the Strait of the Hormuz has one of the most war game scenarios by the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, the Israelis, the U.S., everybody. And we know that the majority of U.S. intelligence put out a report to Trump one week before he struck, and he was getting cold feet about it, so Israel struck first to drag us in. People say, well, why are you against Israel? It has nothing to do with that. I like President Trump, and a lot of what he's doing is good. I'm horrified by this. I don't want to destroy Israel. I'm not Israel's enemy, but Israel is dragging us into really horrible stuff and only thinking about it one-dimensionally for Israel's interest. I'm not an Israeli. I'm an American. And I'm not going to sit here and toot my horn and walk through it all, but if you go back to March 1st, 25 days ago, I did a three-hour emergency Saturday show, and it's like I had a crystal ball and had been in a time machine from the 25th of March, 2026 today, And it teleported back 25 days to tell you what was happening. I mean, 100% nailed it. And that's what's so crazy, is that I'm not the only one. Anyone with real geopolitical research and study knew this. The mullahs weren't going to fall. Israel and the U.S. were going to run out of munitions, run out of the missile stoppers, interceptors. The Iranians were going to hit our billion-dollar radar systems. There's only six of them in the world. Two of them were over there. They fired those missiles dead straight into them. And Iran hasn't even tapped their missiles yet. They haven't even opened up the big keg they got. Use the analogy, you know, they just drained one keg, and they got a whole garage full of 10 more kegs. And so, what happens after that? Well, Trump then sends troops. And I said on the first, I said, within a few weeks, it'll be clear they've rocked straight. They're not going to fall. And then Trump's going to send troops. And then, what did I tell you 2 weeks ago? I said, you hear the 82nd Airborne canceled its normal drills? I made some phone calls, and I said, they're being geared up to be sent over there. Oh, shut up, Jones. You're a fearmonger, the neocon said. This isn't escalating. It's not even a war. Oh, 82nd Airborne going to take the Strait of Hormuz. Oh, Marine Expeditionary Force that I told you they'd send, that they started to send 8-9 days ago, which they did. You said, well, it's not for that. Oh, it's for that. I mean, it's just crazy how I just look at what something is and report it, and then everybody on the left and right, on whatever side they're on, just disagrees with something if they don't like it. It must be hellish to live like that. Like to think about something and say, well, I'm going to say what I want it to be. That ain't the way the world works, sweetheart. You want to know what's coming next? I'll tell you. And it ain't good. We don't have long for Trump to pull his dick out of this beehive. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Josh for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlshowStore.com.
Fortune tanto, fortune razzi, l'attimo socelis, fortune amici, fortune razzi, tra di fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What's in the history books, truly? And it's because we have a president of the United States that when he sends his war fighters out to fight, he unties their hands to actually go out and close with and destroy the enemy as viciously as possible from moment one. And that's why we see ourselves as part of this negotiation as well. We negotiate with bombs. You have a choice as we loiter over the top of Tehran, as the president talked about your future. The president has made it clear that you will not have a nuclear weapon. The War Department agrees. Our job is to ensure that. And so we're keeping our hand on that throttle as long as it's hard as is necessary to ensure the interests of the United States of America are achieved on that battlefield. This is not Iraq and Afghanistan. This is not a president who's interested in vague end states. He's been very clear with us about what we need to accomplish, creating the conditions for them never to have a nuclear capability, and that's exactly what we're doing in historic fashion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, the only two people that were quite disappointed, I don't want to say this, but I have to, I said Pete and General Raisin Kane, I think.
All right. 2 weeks ago, Trump reached out to Iran and offered them to do a ceasefire. And that was official, but it barely hit the news. And then Iran said, no, you have to evacuate everybody out of the Middle East, zero military bases, and you have to give us hundreds of billions of dollars for all these losses that you've caused us over the decades, and several other things. And I covered that and got hit by neocon bots and hit by Shapiro and Levin and a bunch of other people. And I'm so busy covering news, I just ignored it. That's just, you know, what happens. But it was all a talking point. He's crazy. Why Trump said unconditional surrender. Yeah, 1 week after the Iranians said, here's our terms, screw off. Trump then said unconditional surrender or you'll all be killed like a sixth grader or something. And then they ignored what actually happened and then used the talking point to say I and others were Qataris or Iranian agents. And now Joe Kent is the leader of a neo-Nazi secret coup against America. This is being said by all of the neocons that are trying to fully not just take over the Trump administration, they've pretty much done that, but America. And I tell you, we're live right now on radio stations across the country and on X at Real Alex Jones, on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel. I guarantee you, when we take this clip of the show out, we take every clips from the whole thing and post it. Go there this afternoon. We post the clip from the live show. You'll see half the comments, talk show hosts, influencers, you name it, saying, look at this Iranian traitor. He says that Iran's thumbing their nose at us. He's for them. I mean, it's crazy. 25 days ago, this is about me, but it's about the psychology of these neocons and their followers. They're as crazy as the left when it comes to being delusional. You heard me 25 days ago and since then. Predict everything that's happened because it was in the Pentagon and the 16 intelligence agencies' assessment in a major review. That was a collation of decades of reviews and War Games given to him 1 week before, and even Raising Cane had folks, it was a legal leak, leaked that they had advised the president that it had a very low probability of a good outcome, which was regime change, what they were really seeking. But because you're not supposed to preemptively strike somebody for regime change, it's illegal. They called it getting their nuclear program and missiles, but then Trump would come out and say, no, it's regime change. So that's why it's been all over the map. And Trump's got neocon advisors and Israeli operatives in there telling him, oh, it's going to be great, sir. We've already won, sir. He's been saying for 20 days we've won. In fact, 21 days. 3 days into it, he was saying we've won. And I said, this is so discrediting. I'm going with the Pentagon assessments. That's what they do. Now, Hegseth is a great guy. He's not, you know, he's a patriot. He gets up there and does what the president says, and he swore an oath, and we elected him. And you're going to hear, you know, this hawkish talk, and people freak out by it. That's his job, okay? He's the Secretary of Defense. And I'm not defending what he said. I mean, he literally is the definition of terrorism. We're going to blow you up. We negotiate with bombs. That'll be the new definition of terrorism. But again, one guy's terrorist, another person's freedom fighter. You know, the empire that wins writes history books. But isn't that how Iran's been negotiating with bombs over the years? I mean, it's just, you boil it all down at the end of the day. This is what big governments do, and I don't defend any of it. But separate from Hegseth, the professionals, the vast majority, it was over 90%, said, do not do this. 90%+ chance, no regime change ever. It would take 1 million troops to go in there. They're not going to give up. It'll make the Mullahs more popular. And they're going to block the Strait of Hormuz. And we won't be able to keep it open. Because it's such a tiny waterway, and they're all dug in there. World War I style. And so don't do it. Just for the fact of economics, we know the numbers, what it would do. I had an economist on that it would drive up oil prices. That would then cause an interest rate increase, which the Federal Reserve is talking about. And Trump had a very narrow window to turn around the collapse the big banks had set up for America and the Great Reset. And I had a lot of economists and experts on. I agree with them. He had a very good plan. It was going to work, and it was working. And the globalists tried to block everything they had. But they used COVID to derail his first recovery. And they bragged about that. He even said, oh, this was good for our New World Order and shutting down Trump's New World Order. They said New World Order just means global system. Trump wants prosperity. He really does believe in that. He makes a lot of mistakes. He means well. I'm not defending him. I know the psychology. I'm telling you the facts. But now here he is with the new COVID being sucked in by Israel, who admits they struck first and said, you better attack, because Trump was starting to say, okay, actually, yeah, going back to his previous instincts, let's not do it. And that's all come out. And when I reported 25 days ago that Israel sucked us into this before anybody else did, my sources said, no, Israel hit first to drag us in. Plus, that's already U.S. policy. People said, oh, you're attacking Israel. I'm just reporting the facts, okay? And, of course, I was right there. I've been right about every single thing I've said about this because it's already been so war-gamed, people. But remember, I was a traitor 2 weeks ago, and I went, look, they basically said they want our unconditional surrender. And I read out their terms in response to Trump and his terms. And now they came out after Trump officially offers a 30-day ceasefire. And the Iranians said, screw you. We're going to keep the Strait of Hormuz blocked. And now the news articles start within hours of that breaking last night. Oh, we have sent troops. And now they're going to invade and take all those islands that are like Japanese-controlled islands in the march towards Japan in World War II. And then even more troops on the shore on the other side with all their weapons. And then we're going to be in close to them. Remember that song? You guys ought to pull it up. In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. Took a little bacon and we took a little beans. And we whooped the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. And then it's got the quote in there. He actually said this. Andrew Jackson, when he was just a general there in the our second war with England. And he says, don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. Because the British would start shooting at 300, 400 yards away. And those bullets then, black powder, they barely even hurt you bad at that range. No, no, no. You just stay behind those hay bales till they're 50 feet away from you and you kill them. And because we had better tactics that he learned in the Revolutionary War, he was 10 years old getting in the war, served 7 years, killed his mother, brother, everything. He had better tactics. He won. But I'm digressing. When the Marines and everybody hit the shore over there, boys and girls, the Iranians are waiting until they see the lights of our eyes. Not good. All the fancy weapons aren't going to work so good then. Especially when you got thousands and thousands of miles of coastline and stuff to deal with. 1,000 square miles. And it's a bowl of mountains all around it. So if you were going to create a scenario of the worst place to launch a beach invasion ever, a whole bunch of islands surrounded by huge mountains in a perfect bowl, multi-thousand-foot sheer cliffs to even hit the mountains, rat's nest of Iranian troops all in there. And you're like, well, we'll just go to full war with them. We'll use nuclear weapons if we have to. Yes, you would need to use neutron bombs. They've got things even deadlier than that, space-based. I mean, they've got satellite weapons, atomic hydrogen bomb-fueled X-ray lasers up there. But, I mean, people are going to freak out when there's hydrogen bombs detonating up in space. They're like, what's that big, what's that giant, big circular giant white balls up there that sit there for like 5 minutes? Like, what's that doing? What's Trump doing? They detonate with these huge arrays, and then it fires on all these targets and fries everybody down to half mile under the ground. And yeah, I know Trump's like, oh, we got incredible weapons. Oh, yeah, great. What do you do? Use the X-ray lasers on them? So here's the problem. Nobody 25 days ago was talking about X-ray lasers on the Strait of Hormuz, were they? Now you got articles about Trump has secret weapons. Uh-huh. Now, how do I know all this? Because it's called a threat escalation ladder. And so we do this, the Iranians do that. We do this, they do that. And it escalates. I know most of our listeners know about all this. But for new people that think knowledge is like scary or bad, or if it doesn't go with the delusion you want, it's so-called evil. I don't tell people what they want to hear. I don't say what I want to believe. I said 25 days ago, I said, I hope the mullahs fall. I hope all these assessments are wrong, but I've 99% chance this doesn't happen. Because I don't like the mullahs, but what I really don't like is killing our economy, killing our recovery, getting a bunch of troops killed, Russia and China coming into this war. All that comes with it, because it just escalates and escalates and escalates, and then you've got the bizarre spectacle of clip after clip I've got of Alan Dershowitz and, I mean, you name it, Bongino, and I even like TPUSA. I don't think there's proof they killed Kirk. I think somebody else was involved, was a cover-up. Maybe somebody was involved in TPUSA. But, you know, they're even out there attacking Joe Kent, saying, how dare him agree to testify at the Tyler Robinson trial? Well, he didn't say he was going to testify that Robinson wasn't involved. He was in the national briefing that I told you about 6-7 days after they killed Kirk, whoever, back in September. I talked to two people that were there. One person that was there, they told me who else was there. I called one of the people. They said, yeah, off record, that's true. The person that told me is incredibly accurate, but I got another source. I was the first to break it. They were in the meeting with Joe Kent, Tulsi Gabbard, a bunch of others, the vice president. The president comes in for a little bit of it. And there's Cash Patel yelling at people saying, I run intelligence domestically. Tulsi Gabbard, I don't want you or the National Intelligence or the National Counterterrorism Center. I don't want this looked into. You're not going to look at foreign involvement or domestic. Then I talked to TPUSA, high level. Leave it at that. I said it was off-record conversations. So I won't say who. And they said, no, Cash Patel told us the same thing. He said, well, you know, even if there was all these people the days before in the town online saying we're going to kill him when he comes to town tomorrow, 10 of them total over 3 days, but it was six the day before and a few the day before that, online they said we're going to kill him, you know. And they bragged, oh, I told you he'd be dead. A bunch of leftists were like jumped up and cheered when it happened, the moment it happened, and weren't scared. I mean, they were, it was a big party. So I think they were cutouts or being used. Robinson wears trans ties to the deal and, you know, has confessed to it. But there was obviously something else overlaid with that. That's how these things work. Not just in, you know, the movie Shooter, that's an excellent historical fiction example of this with Mark Wahlberg. You got to see him if you haven't, but I mean, other events, it's how it happens. You'll have your setup person, and then you'll have the real operation. Clearly, that's going on. You can debate who it is, who has the motive, that was there. And I was told by people that weren't ready to put it out at that time. They said, you'll do it, right? And I'm sure I'll do it. I'll stick my head in the lion's mouth. And I said specifically, we're not investigating domestic or foreign because they got the intel of a foreign government. And Kent was on with Mark Levin, as you know, a few days ago. And Mark's saying, well, don't you know the Iranians probably did it? They probably ran the Butler attack, didn't they? He goes, well, we've looked at the Iranians and we should, but no, the intel wasn't the Iranians. Yeah, you're saying it's the Jews. Well, no, I'm not saying that, but I can't get into classified information. But the point is that Patel screamed at them and said, you are not looking at domestic or foreign connections. And I've been saying, we got 10 people in the town saying he'll be dead when he comes. 3 days before, 2 days before, and the day before. Six the day before, two days before, and 2-3 days before. And a bunch of them are his proven friends. And the crazy man's wearing a trans tie and looks like a psychotic killer. And there's all this weird cover-up around it. But that lunatic looks like MKUltra poster boy who thinks he's a hero up there looking like he's on 14 different drugs. So are the globalists using the trans cult as their front group or cutout? You bet. Is there others involved? You bet your bottom dollar. But what we know, as I kept telling everybody, was a big deal, no one seemed to care, is that there was an order to stand down the investigation by that man right there, Kash Patel, and his girlfriend, the ultra superstar, as she calls herself, who Susie by the criticizes her, or says she might be involved with some type of intelligence, I don't even think it's her, puts out a big statement calling everybody questioning any foreign involvement. What? Wait for it. The same thing. Neo-Nazi coup leaders. Now, what have I been calling this globalist operation? A globalist coup over the executive and over the domestic. And Israel, with the lobby here that's so powerful, able to actually be trying to control not just foreign policy, but because the domestic might block their foreign policy, trying to literally get rid of the free speech and shut down their competition and shut down anybody politically that speaks out against what they're doing. And by that, Israel doesn't like anybody doing well in the Middle East. That's their official policy. They don't want any stable countries. They want to break them all in pieces. They even write about it in the Israeli news that they want the U.S. dysfunctional, and then we're the backstop to Israel running the world. Israel's the brain trust. And that classic cliche, that classic stereotype is now literally happening. And I will report the facts on that. And you've got all these people coming out and saying, it is a neo-Nazi coup. They're attempting a coup. No, Israel has had a coup over our foreign policy. And now they're attempting to take over domestic policy. And it's a fact, and they brag about it on U.S. television, Israeli television. This is Cash Patel's country singer girlfriend. You've always got to address her as ultimate mega superstar. Post lengthy thread accusing General Flynn, Joe Kent, Ivan Raiklin, and others of participating in anti-Trump foreign influence network insinuates traitorous behavior. And the rest of the statements, the main talking point, let me read you some of these. And a whole bunch of them is, I got these clips coming up. Alan Dershowitz, this is a neo-Nazi coup taking over America. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Joe Kent, 11 tours in combat. His wife blown up in Syria, killed, you know, raising two little kids. Yo, yeah, he secretly wears Hitler underwear. I mean, give me a break. And then, yeah, we'll play Dershowitz in a moment. And then here's the news flash to Israel. Have you thought second, third, fourth order in this, actually? When the Jerusalem Post and others have articles bragging, yes, Israel, as the U.S. falls apart, will become the center of everything because we control the U.S. You don't think that's going to create opposition? And then if the U.S. really fell apart completely, you really think China's going to be your backstop now? What are you thinking? This is delusions of grandeur. But then I think even more steps, Israel's got a bunch of nuclear weapons, is going to have its Masada moment, its Samson moment, and we'll use nuclear weapons before they go down. And it's just like, oh my God, this is crazy town. The mullahs are crazy. The Israeli leadership are nuts. The Christian Zionists are completely insane. The left wants to screw everybody's kids and overthrow the U.S. And have communism. They're in totally nuts. And I'm just, this world is a ship of fools and lunatics. And you're supposed to, like, take a side with all these crazy people. I'm, like, just trying to take the keys away from everybody. I'm like, hey, guys, you know, this needs to stop. I mean, look, if I wanted to be more popular, I'd come out here and say, Heil Hitler, and, you know, Israel is the devil, blow him off the map. Because Israel has effectively put itself in the position as the most hated country in the world, and even Gallup polls show that. But I don't do this for popularity. I do this for truth. Also, it just so happens, truth tends to make you successful in life and prosper and not blow the planet up. Everybody that wants to blow up Israel needs to understand that they're not going to go anywhere without taking us all down with them. Which people then say, oh, God, you're siding with them. What, I'm siding with reality? Just like I said about the Iranians. I'm not with them. The mullahs, the damn assessments say lower than an 8, 9% chance maybe they fall, and then you probably get something worse. That's why Eric Prince, before the war, warned and said, don't do it, and said the same thing. I told the neocons and I told the administration, you do not do this because they're going to block the frickin' Strait of Hormuz. And the neocons go, oh, it's okay. Saudi Arabia has a pipeline that can do 25% of it. They already had that at max capacity. And the Iranians can blow that up next and said they're about to. So I know how to play chess, folks. Not checkers. And I'm telling you, just like in the 1980s movie that was based on Rand Corporation war games, the only way to win the game is not to play. A strange game. The only way to win is not to play. That's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to be sane here. I'm not a secret Muslim, not a secret Nazi. I'm just an American that's smart and informed. And I'm telling all you people, you're fucking crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with me. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have dies for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy Ultra Methylene Blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bunch of big guests coming on. You know, the lady that was on the religious freedom, anti-free speech violations for the religious freedom in America, she was on that committee, and then she's basically trying to kick her off because she said that they're restricting Christians being able to criticize Israel firsters. She's going to be joining us about 30 minutes next hour. The Hodge twins are going to co-host with me in the third and fourth hour today. We'll take calls, cover news. I got a ton of clips, analysis, stuff we're going to get to. It's going to be amazing. Love the Hodge twins. But let me just start over and recap this. Remember those of us that told you 25 days ago the Iranians would close the Strait of Hormuz? It was a default. Their parliament voted last year to do it if they were attacked. It happened. All the U.S. military analysis said they'll be able to close it, Mr. President, indefinitely. We say that, we're traitors. Now we know it wasn't just Tulsi Gabbard, it wasn't just the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, it was Joe Kent. 11 terrorists in the military, wife in U.S. intelligence, obviously, blown up, killed in Syria. And now we have all these clips of Bongino and Mark Levin and others calling him a coward, calling him a traitor. Okay, Bongino, you were a New York cop and a Secret Service agent. I'm scared. And from what I know about Bongino, he's a tough guy. You know, he goes and rolls around the mats and gets his ass kicked by most of the guys, but you know, he still gets his arm basically broken. So he fights the end. But you know, he's kind of like a retarded boxer dog or something. You know, just all, for people that like a big tough guy talk, it was, he seems pretty tough, you know. Oh my God, I'm so scared, Bongino. But the point is, 11-tour, highly decorated combat vet, wife dies over there in her operations. And you know what? You're a pussy, Joe Kent. You're a neo-Nazi. I mean, it's like, what? There was a police officer talking to Bongino in an event over the weekend. He's like, hey, we need you to really expose the Epstein pedophiles. We're counting on you. I love you. And he's like, you know, one guy says something mean later to him, which he shouldn't do. Bongino looks all crazed and angry, like he's on three Adderalls. And he goes, what have you done? What have you done? What have you volunteered for? And the guy's, oh, I'm a cop. It's just like, what is this? I'm Dan Bongino. I was a New York cop and a Secret Service agent. I'm the toughest man in the world, and you can't question me when I say something. Like I said, I have nothing against Bongino. I used to have him on as a guest where he's on Fox. He starts yelling at me once on the phone saying, you better not be the one leaking and saying that's me, because it's not. And I said, dude, I didn't say you leaked Hillary's in a black ambulance. I got that at the RNC from the Secret Service. I don't believe that. They wouldn't tell you that. It's like, come on, dude. Come on. Come on. So I'm going to move on from that. It's just, I'm going to play the clips of it, though, because it's indicative of how we're being demonized. I mean, it's all over the place that I am a traitor, that I work for Qatar, that I work for Iran. Have not gotten a nickel from these people. Have no contact ever with Qatar. I mean, it's just, it's cuckoo town. And then the worst neocons that were all never Trumpers, the Ben Shapiros, the Mark Levins, I'm supposed to bow down to them and be told by Trump, this is MAGA. And listen, I want to cover all the great stuff Trump's doing, and I will later. But we lose all that if this continues with this Iran thing just on the economy alone. I'll explain. I know you already know most of you, but other people need to get this through their brains because you don't have to hear me predict it. Now it's here. And if you want to be eating dog food and have the Democrats get back in and bring back the carbon taxes and cut off the economy and have a literal planned austerity, make you poor to control you, feudalism, hell, then just continue to support the neocons and the Israel First lobby, because above them is the Rothschilds and the central banks that want Trump to derail his plan that was an excellent economic plan and destroyed the old globalist order. Now, the question is the new global order going to come in, going to be based on sovereignty and freedom and unilaterally working with countries? And it was that way the first 6 months. He was making all the right moves. And the globalists were like, we're done. Now, oh, no. Now, America is the big New World Order globalist thing, and it's going to try to bring back the neocons New World Order. And so they did a good job suppressing this, but now it's in Bloomberg, AP, everywhere. The Iranians have been saying for 20-something days, we're not giving up, no deals, no negotiations. Every time you get us to a negotiation table, you blow us up in the building. And so they said, screw you, we hold the cards. If you destroy our energy infrastructure, which then will starve civilians to death, that's what will happen. You blow up all their electricity. Imagine never having electricity for years. Similar to what they did to the Iraqis. The Clintons tripled the sanctions and killed almost 3 million Iraqis, mainly children. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright was asked about it. She said, you killed millions of people. She said, we did it on purpose. We'll do it again, yeah. So, you talk about war crime, baby. And a lot of those Iranians, Persians, don't like the Mullahs. But you know, Trump's like, eh, well, you know, this is war. Like Hegseth said, We negotiate with bombs, and I guess you're saying starvation. And what did I say last week when Trump gave his ultimatum? He pulled up the videos, put his ultimatum out Friday and Saturday, and I put videos out, and I said, 48-hour ultimatum? Watch. The Iranians are going to say, screw you. And I said, I don't know if Trump's going to blink, but if he does this, it's only going to make it worse. And I laid it out. And now Trump said, okay, now you got 5 more days. Does that make us look strong? And see, a lot of you neocons that are people that don't understand, maybe you were in the military, but you're, you know, in there for 2-3 years and you were, you know, just in, you know, infantry, or maybe you had a desk job and you know that job, appreciate your service, but maybe you don't study geopolitics, military history. Maybe you don't read all the think tank reports, okay? My getting up here and saying this is a bad idea and don't do it doesn't hurt the war effort, doesn't make this not work. It wasn't going to work from the beginning. What is it? You don't get it. It's like a retard trying to put a square peg in a round hole. It doesn't work, jackass. It's like putting a lawnmower engine in an 18-wheeler. It ain't going to start. It ain't going to roll. It ain't going to move. You're like, no, it will. If you just, like the left, if we say two men can have a baby, if we say there's no X and Y chromosomes, then it's working. And I said, it's a wild-ass gamble, a 10-to-1 gamble, literal Pentagon report. I agree with that. And Trump rolled those damn dice, and it didn't work. And that's what I worried about with Venezuela. I said, it's in the Monroe Doctrine. It's in the Barbary Pirate Doctrine. It is in the expanded Monroe Doctrine of William McKinley. I understand the doctrine. I said it's a gamble, but it'll bring down Cuba if it works and bring down the Chinese connection in our hemisphere. And I think it's the right move, though it's a gamble. So I'm going to let the president make that decision as if I make it. But that's what I said. And it's worked so far. But I said at the time, I said, historically, even really expert military commanders that have really good victories up front get a little ahead of themselves, a little over their skis, a little bit of hubris, a little bit of overconfidence. And I said, I hope this doesn't get him on board with the Iran thing, because it's a whole different animal. And what happened? And I'm telling you all that because what's going to come next? Now, here's the really sick part. The big central banks want to kill the Trump recovery. This is COVID 2.0. It's a war. As we said, it'll probably be a war they use to derail the economy. Probably be the Strait of Hormuz. Said this 8, 9, 10 months ago over and over again with Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's got laryngitis for 2 weeks. Never had it this long. Everybody seems to have it around the country. It's weird, huh? Mine's finally gone, thank God. And he said hundreds of times here, he said, don't do it. They'll block the strait. He would explain the chain reaction. And here we are. And then it escalates. Now, the central bankers knew this. They want austerity. They want to destroy the Trump plan. They don't want his new system that at least doesn't starve everybody to death. And, you know, let you have your big flush toilet, your incandescent light bulbs. And you just, we're not going to have men and women sports. I mean, a lot of good stuff. Just classic Americana. Back to business, baby. This will derail all that, but Israel isn't just thinking one-dimensionally. Netanyahu's not just thinking about himself, because even down the road, it's bad for Israel itself. It's being done because you saw him get in line with the lockdowns worse than anybody. He is a globalist, and Netanyahu is doing this to derail America so we collapse financially into the Rothschild system, and the Rothschilds founded Israel and run that as well. And so when Israel talks in their op-eds about, well, the U.S. is declining, but we'll still control it, so we'll be the new superpower. That is the insanity. Because you got the Chinese trying to run the U.S., you got the EU trying to run it, what's left of the British Empire, all these other special interests, but Israel now is the number one special interest above the Chinese, above the EU. It is now Israel that is in control of foreign policy, trying to get control of domestic policy, bragging about it and having their talking heads say everywhere that anybody not agreeing with that is the return of Adolf Hitler, neo-Nazis, a coup. And the leader is Joe Kent, who, if anything, is like a libertarian Christian. So this is bonker town stuff. And they're now saying in the talking point everywhere. You've seen it everywhere. I can play 10 clips. You want to see them? It's not just them. General Flynn's a Nazi. And this guy's a Nazi. And that guy, and Alex Jones, he's an Iranian. And because they know with me, everybody knows I don't like Nazis. Never have. I've studied history. So they'll never really call me a Nazi. They go, oh, but he's an Iranian. Or he's an Alexander Dugan, because I've interviewed him. He works for the Russians. Yeah. They're not going to buy that he's a Nazi. We'll just say he's a Russian then. Okay, yeah, we'll do that again. Come on. How about I want to live in a free country and not a nuclear war? How about these different factions are insane? And how about Israel is on a chutzpah-filled, megalomaniac power trip, and you got all these top rabbis. I got a bunch of clips today. This is the end of the world. We'll trigger Armageddon, their Armageddon, and the Messiah will come. It's... I'm just like, And you got the Christian Zionists. We're going to force Jesus' return. I always wondered going to Sunday school and in church why there was so many passages with Jesus saying, if somebody tells you when I'm coming or how this is going to work, or you can make the Messiah come back, that's the devil. And you got all these groups, the 12th Mahdi, Iran, they're going to make their Messiah come back with the end of the world. Complete lunatics. You got the Christian evangelicals that are into this. Lunatics, not them individually. I like a lot of evangelical teaching. They're nice people. The Protestant version, they're nice people, but they really believe this. And you got the mullahs believe it, but their own version. You got a bunch of the Jews that believe it. It's insane. And every one of these Middle East wars, oh, it's about to happen. We're going to make Jesus come back. Like you ding a bell. Or you know. You're at the movie theater and you hit the button for service. Popcorn, please. Hey, Jesus, get in here. I'm hitting the button. Hey, why is he not coming? So look at this. Are you negotiating with yourself? Iran mocks Trump as U.S. sends troops to the region. Iran rejects U.S. peace plan to blow. Iran rejects U.S. peace plan and blow to efforts to end war. And they said, why would we negotiate with you? Every time we get in the room, you drop a missile on us. So, that's what's going on here. And all of you wanting it to succeed, and all of you, you're saying just get behind it. Get behind what? Trump's changed the story about 1,000 times. I mean, literally, sometimes 5 times a day he tells a different story while we're doing it. Oh, the war's already won. It'll be done in 2 days. Oh, it's already over. There's nothing happening. I told the Iranians unconditional surrender. Meanwhile, days before, it's the opposite, basically. So if you like being lied to, this is the place to, you know, to get it is from this current administration. And I hate that because there's so much good they're doing. And now we got Mark Levin saying, Tucker Carlson, you think you got your big podcast? You think we're going to let you do that? You better watch out. We'll deal with you. People are like, that looks like a threat. And you get Greenblatt, the ADL, saying, you saw us blow up with pagers. You saw us kill these people. We need that same energy, that same type of operation in America on our 8th front for people that, you know, people that say Israel started this war. What the hell you did? Your lobby pushed it. You launched the attack. So now the ADL does this, and they had a big meeting with all the big censors over big tech. This Jewish lady gets up. We played a clip 100 times. She goes, we put our people in over all major tech other than X to censor them, and we are in control. And if you even criticize Zionism, we'll have you banned. And if you say we control and censor, you'll be banned. And Greenblatt's like, Israel did not start this war, and the people saying it need to be dealt with like we dealt with them with the pagers, Hezbollah and Hamas. I'm just like, what the? That's not even a veiled threat. Like, what's up, dude? But I guess Sacha Baron Cohen 4 years ago got up and said, arrest me for my speech at their gala. I'm like, wow. So, I mean, I'm just supposed to just go, okay, whatever, blow the world up. Okay, you're the boss. So let's do this. Let's play Dershowitz in his latest attack on Joe Kent, a war hero, lost his wife in the war. We literally sacrificed our women to this. How sick is this? And it's not enough. You sacrificed your wife, too. Not enough. You are Hitler! And then go right into Greenblatt. And I got a bunch of other clips. And Bongino calling him immoral people. And there's other ones calling him coward. Go to the clips. Here it is.
We're seeing an attempted coup within the Republican Party by neo-Nazi fascists led by Kemp, who is a clear neo-Nazi fascist, and then also by Tucker Carlson, by Fuentes, by Owens. We're seeing an attempt by these neo-Nazis to take over the Republican Party. Fortunately, good Republicans, headed by President Trump, are stopping it. And President Trump said, these people are not MAGA. These people are not my people. But they're trying to take over the Republican Party. And Pence blames Jews for everything. You know, he blamed the Jews for the Iraq War. Israel was against the Iraq War. I know because I spoke to Prime Minister Sharon. He spoke to President Bush and urged him not to go into Iraq. But according to Pence, anything that was bad had to be the Jews.
Stop right here. He's conflating. Pence talking about his wife being killed a few years ago in Syria. And Israel was for that. And by the way, the neocon lobby wasn't all Jews. It was like half Jews. Maybe a little less, about 40% Jewish. Let's say at the top it was like 60% Jews. I mean, you can go look at the list. You know, those Rumsfeld, Cheney, all the rest of them weren't Jewish. But the point is, no, that was the Israel lobby. And the Israel lobby put its full weight behind the Iraq war. Did some in the Knesset say this is a bad idea? Because they actually don't want to blow Israel up in the future and can see this, get rid of Saddam, put something worse in? Have there been people that had good policies in Israel? Yeah. So he's just conflating up there. Here it is.
Associate itself from its fascist neo-Nazi wing, which is growing within the Republican Party, particularly among young people. And it's a real threat to America, to democracy, to American Jews, to Israel, and to American values. And we have to put an end to it now.
We've got to start doing things differently. And the same goes here in Israel. This means that the problem won't be solved by yet another new Knesset task force. It won't be solved by the government just throwing money at the problem. It won't be solved by the IDF spokesperson's unit issuing updated talking points or suddenly using TikTok. Like us in America, you need to adopt new strategies, to experiment with creative tactics, to study the results and scale what works. Maybe it's a whole new IDF unit, call it 8300, to lead this fight. But we need the kind of genius that manufactured Apollo gold pagers and infiltrated Hezbollah for over a decade to prepare for this battle. We need the kind of courage that executed Operation Deep Layer inside Syria and destroyed Iranian missile manufacturing capabilities to undertake this mission. This is the kind of ingenuity and inventiveness that have always been a hallmark of the State of Israel, that have always been a characteristic of the Jewish people. I know we can do it.
So, Israeli leadership, Netanyahu, indicted, convicted, has Israel standing on October 7th for 7.5 hours, says we'll investigate the stand down. He admitted it happened. Who ordered it? He doesn't know. After the war is over, the war is never going to end. Then he says we have an 8-front war 6 months ago against Americans that don't like what's happening. And then you make yourselves the villain. And then you say we've got to stop these people. You heard Dershowitz and I got more of these clips, and Greenblatt say we must absolutely shut this down with the same way we blew people up. I mean, what are you doing? You are literally setting yourself up as the bully. You were the underdog until a few years ago. You were loved in most countries. Now you're the most unpopular country in the world. And again, people go, good, get him, get him. Have you followed that out, as I said earlier? It ends a nuclear war. Please take the car keys away from these crazy people. Okay? Israel, please stop. Trump, stop. People say, I thought you liked Trump. I'm trying to get him to stop. I've been proven right. I got a bunch of other insane clips I haven't even gotten to. I've got, you know how many clips we have on the list today? 157, okay? I mean, I'm loaded for bear here, and I've played five clips. Let me do this. The folks at Bigley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this amazing, well, it's already they come out what they got from a company, top of the line Faraday cage, backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, a similar brand, $400 or $500. Okay. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. And on top of it, it's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249. But guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First tactical trench knife. It's badass. America First T-shirt, MK Ultra atomic defense supplements, Shilajit gummy, Shilajit capsules, Irish sea moss capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. I think this will sell out in a couple of days. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. And as going into next month, the rent's not even paid. So you ask, when are we going to be shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. We need to get some good B-roll of this, guys. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag, but with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. You are the InfoWar. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand one way or the other. But we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. You are the InfoWar. You decide how powerful it is. We've never been more powerful than ever. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trump marching through the White House on red carpet with a humanoid robot. Meeting with the first man or second man, the Macron's, whatever it is he's married to. All right, I'm going to hit this more later. We got a guest popping in. It's really important for about 30 minutes. I'm going to get back into this. What's happening in the economy, where this is going. But we've had some of the top scientific pollers. We've had some of the people that have the most accurate polling record, like Mark Mitchell, on. And he was saying 6 months ago, Trump has already lost large percentage points of men under 45. And he'd already lost about half the support he got extra from independents. And now those numbers are worse. And even CNN and their pollsters, this particular one's been pretty accurate in the past, were saying 6 months ago Trump was on top, record level, best poll numbers ever for him. But getting rid of Elon Musk and this war and the Epstein cover-up crap, Trump supporters are moral people, folks, and we get upset. And so that's where we are. Now, it is a quandary, a paradox. We know the Democrats are even way worse, so we want to support the good policies he's got, but fight the ones that are bad, obviously. But it's a big deal, so we'll cover this more later after our guest leaves us. But here's an important breakdown dealing with the fact that if the midterms were held today from a wide spectrum of polls, because we know who's fake and who's not, the fake ones show up even worse. But the real ones that are very accurate spell disaster. Here's the clip. We'll come right back with our guest.
Donald Trump and Republicans won in 2024 because of support from male voters. The only way they can win, given the gender gap in this country, is support from male voters. And male voters are abandoning Donald Trump. Take a look here. This gives the game away. Okay, Trump's standing with men. In November of 2024, he beat Kamala Harris among them by 13 points. By 13 points. Look at where he is now on his net approval rating. Down he goes. It's a 20-point shift away from Donald Trump. He is now 7 points underwater at this particular point among men. I think it is very difficult for Republicans to do well in this midterm cycle if Donald Trump is underwater with men. As my uncle once wrote, where the boys are, where the men are, they are underwater when it comes to Donald
Trump. Okay, so that's overall men, but what about young men who were really influential?
Yes, young men. Of course, there was a massive shift to Donald Trump from 2020 to 2024 among young men. And look right here. Whoa!
Yikes,
yikes, yikes, yikes, yikes. Men under the age of 25 on Trump. He won him in 2024 by 5 points. Look where he is now. The net approval rating way down there. Down we go to negative 19 points. That's a nearly, what is that? Nearly a 25-point switcheroo against the president of the United States. When it comes to men under the age of 45, those men that had switched their allegiances over to the Republican Party are seeing what the president is doing. They don't like what the president is doing, and they have very much soured on the president of the United States, men under the age of 45.
What is it specifically that they don't like? What issues have caused them to sour on President Trump?
I think there are a lot of issues that have caused them to sour on President Trump, but one in particular, we've spoken about it over and over and over again. It's the cost of living. It's inflation. Look at this. Okay, men on Trump and the cost of living. In October of 2024, look at this. Trump was trusted more than Kamala Harris by 10 points on this issue. Now we've got a 40-point switcheroo in the other direction. Look at this. His net approval rating on the cost of living among men is underwater by 30 percentage points. You see this. There is no way in God's green earth that the Republican Party can hold on to the House of Representatives if this number holds. When you're 30 points underwater with the gender that, of course, puts you over the top in the election on the cost of living, the number one issue, that means see you later to that Republican House majority and maybe that Senate majority as well.
Ooh, wow. All right. Well, we'll be watching. Thank you, my friend.
Strong words for committing political suicide. We're trying to get him to stop. We'll be right back with our special guest. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In 55 minutes, 2 hour simulcast covering it all with the Hodge Twins. So whatever radio station you're listening to, spread the word. Watching on X for Alex Jones, share that link on your email, text message, on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. We're still banned everywhere else, but because of you, we're dominating. Now, Carrie Prejean Bowler is an amazing lady. I really wanted to get her on. We've finally got her. And she's a wife, mother, devoted Catholic, and as a fearless advocate for faith, traditional marriage, and parental rights. And she got a long bio with Miss California, famously chose conviction and didn't compromise with the left. So obviously, all the things that happened to her getting targeted and all the backlash. She's also an author and more. This defining moment of standing for her beliefs fueled her life's work as an author, most notably Still Standing, as a community activist. And of course, she was brought in and served on the Religious Liberty Commission, which they've been trying to kick her off of. We'll get an update from her on that. She's a pro-life warrior. She's currently producing a film documenting the stories of nurses terminated during the religious refusals during COVID-19. You can find and a lot more. She and her husband, former NFL quarterback, Kyle Bowler, are raising their two children dedicated to passing on the values of truth and courage in an increasingly hostile culture. You can find her on Carrie Prejean Bowler on X and Carrie Prejean 1 on X as well, or on Instagram. And of course, really needs no introduction. We're going to get into her Catholic award she just received, attacks from the ultra-Zionist religious freedom in America, the anti-Semite trope. And has she heard from President Trump? And also, we now have the talking point that Joe Kent, the former head of the National Counterterrorism Center, number two underneath all the intelligence agencies under Tulsi Gabbard, is a coward, is a traitor, is a leading a neo-Nazi movement to overthrow the government, when really it's Israel controlling our foreign policy now and trying to control our domestic policy. I just played a bunch of clips of that last hour. So this is just wild. Everybody knows I'm not a big anti-Israel guy. I'm certainly not pro-Islam. But, I mean, Israel really is becoming the trope, becoming the cliche of Israel trying to run the U.S. and bragging about it. I played Greenblatt, the head of the ADL, saying basically we need to kill people like we did with pagers in the U.S. that don't agree with this war. And subsequently, though, Israel didn't start the war, even though Israel did strike first and bragged about it. So, Kerry, Prejean Bowler, thank you so much for joining us. I want to just try to give you the floor to start wherever you'd like. I could also start with a clip of, you know, what got them trying to kick you off the president's commission on religious freedom and all the targeting of free speech that happened there. And of course, there it is now becoming an epicenter of the censorship. We've seen some incredible censorship by the left, but now the neocons and the Israel First lobby, they're really trying to bring it in through the Trump administration. Very, very dangerous. So I salute you for standing up. Sorry about the long intro, but it's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it.
Where do you want to start? There's so many places.
I mean, we can start with what got me on this Religious Liberty Commission in the first place. I think that's very important that people understand the backstory, the almost 20-year relationship that I've had with this president. I was Miss California in 2009. I stood up for traditional marriage at the Miss USA pageant, and he really respected me for it, and we became dear friends. Fast forward almost 20 years later, and he appointed me to this Religious Liberty Commission. I had just gotten confirmed as a Catholic, a new Catholic. And, I got a call from the White House, and it was one of the most amazing days of my life, knowing that I would be protecting religious freedom. Ironic enough to find out that my religious freedom would then be denied while serving on a Religious Liberty Commission to protect your religious freedom and every listener that's listening right now. It's a sad day in America, and I'm speaking out because I feel the need to defend myself.
I mean, I've seen a lot of really powerful interviews. You go through so many amazing points. I've learned a lot from you. But the last time was about a week and a half ago, was the last clip I saw. What is the update? Because I know they were trying to kick you off, but you wanted to make sure you didn't want to just give up just because they said on the commission you had to go. And so you weren't sure then. Are you on the commission or are you off the commission?
So the way the commission is established, it's by executive order by President Trump. So he establishes this commission. There's 12 of us serving on this commission. And he is the only one that has the power to remove someone. And so when a fellow commissioner like Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick out of Texas decided at the day after the hearing to publicly remove me, I punched back and I said, you have no authority to remove me. The only person that has this authority under this executive order is the president himself. So the backstory to that is I was called by the White House back in August asking me for my resignation. So I had been posting about Israel, criticism of Israel, obviously my tremendous support for the Palestinians in Gaza, the grave injustice that I was witnessing. I was posting Pope Leo's comments, obviously very in alignment with my Catholic faith and what the Catholic Church teaches in regards to protecting innocent human life. And so I got a call back in August asking me to resign, and I refused to resign. Fast forward, I got a call from Dan Patrick and Paula White, who serve on the commission, and they told me that I was to remain on this commission, but I had to stop posting online, that my posts were offensive to people, that they were considered anti-Semitic, and that my theological perspectives run afoul to the president and to Paula White and other commissioners. So I think personally this commission was illegitimate from the very beginning. They wanted it very one-sided. They did not want a diverse commission. Obviously, as soon as we started talking about hot topics like anti-Semitism, I wanted to ask, what is the definition of anti-Semitism? We cannot have this hearing if we don't define the terms. If anti-Semitism is just simply being a Christian, I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. And so I think that this is a bigger conversation that we must have, because everyone is being labeled a Jew hater simply for just standing by their beliefs and for me, my Catholic faith.
Have you seen the latest one? There's a bunch of these. It's definitely a talking point. The quote is, Joe Kent is leading a modern neo-Nazi coup to overthrow the U.S. government and must be stopped. Alan Dershowitz, Bongino, Mark Levin, this is all over the news. They're saying Joe Kent is leading a neo-Nazi coup when out in the open, Israel's trying to take over the control of the U.S. I mean, so what they're doing, they're trying to say he's doing, all because his job was to give Trump an intelligence assessment, and he did that saying they'll block the Strait of Hormuz, 90% chance you don't kick the Mullahs out, it's a giant failure, don't do it. The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman told him this, and that's been known, and then we're Nazis because we told the president the truth?
I am so proud of this courageous man. I was just with him last week as you showed the photo. I was with Candace Owens and Joe Kent, and I thanked him for his courage, because you know what, Alex? Courage is contagious, and we're seeing more and more people stand up, speak out, and thank God for his resignation, because he couldn't sit by and allow this to happen. So I'm calling on Tulsi Gabbard right now. I want your resignation. The American people are demanding you resign. Do the right thing. Not only for your future in politics, but just for, morality. Where is your courage right now, Tulsi Gabbard? And so, yeah, the attacks on Joe Ken are disgusting. And, it's really a shame, but I think the American people are waking up and they're seeing that this is an attempt to try to silence anybody that dares to speak out against this regime. And that's exactly what it is. This is a Israel controlled regime here in the United States.
Well, I mean, certainly the Israel lobby is not stupid. By coming out and Greenblatt, head of the ADL, saying we need to use exploding pager tactics on the 8th front in America. We need to crush. We need to shut everybody down. Having all these other neocons saying the same thing, ban free speech, local government legislatures saying any criticism of Israel or anything Israel does, we want to put you in jail. Sheriffs on TV saying if you make a meme of me with a Star of David, they're arresting people. And I mean, I look at this and I'm like, that's a Streisand effect. I mean, people have a right to do that. And when you put them in jail for it, it literally makes you the villain. They've got to know they're trying to start a giant fight, and they wonder where all this, quote, concern about Israel's coming from. Well, I mean, my God, Israel has become an elephant in the room here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I never thought in a million years that I would serve on a religious liberty commission, and as soon as I talk about a foreign country that I have no interest in at all, I have no allegiance to at all, this is a foreign government, and as soon as I mention their name, all of a sudden I'm removed from this commission simply because I'm not a Zionist. And I asked the people on that commission who were testifying that day, I said, is anti-Zionism anti-Semitism? I want to be very clear on the terms here, which I have every right to do as a commissioner. I want to define the terms. I'm not just going to go along with this if they're claiming that if I say the Jews killed Jesus, that that's considered hate speech. I have a big problem with that because that is a historic fact. That is a fact of history. And so if we're now deeming certain parts of the New Testament as hate speech, every Christian should be upset about that. Every American should be upset about that. And I want to know, where is this going to lead? The new IHRA definition on anti-Semitism, you can go and read it. I mean, this is dangerous. This is dangerous for free speech. So what's going to happen? Are they going to start arresting people? We're going to start putting people in jail, taking away their First Amendment rights simply because we say something to criticize Israel or the Jewish people? We're not allowed. Is that a sin to criticize the Jewish people? I would really like to know, is that considered hateful because I'm criticizing a foreign government that is committing a genocide in Gaza and I have a duty as a Christian to speak out against that? This is insane and we must be pushing back against this.
Did you ever hear from President Trump?
No, I never heard from him. I was told that from someone who did speak to him that he was getting tremendous pressure, that he did not want to remove me. And I think that's why he, sent it to a little White House aide to send me an email. After all, the president has never been bashful about firing people. I know that he does respect me. That's why he had me on this commission, because he knows that I do stand for what's right no matter the consequences. Obviously, standing up for traditional marriage in 2009, not winning the Miss USA title because of it. I would rather stand on my biblical principles and my Catholic faith than sit alongside these cowards on this commission who didn't even have the courage to defend me, didn't even have the courage to defend a young 38-year-old mother on this commission who dared to speak truth to power. That's what this is about. I dared to speak truth to those people sitting there claiming that anti-a political ideology is somehow hatred of Jewish people. I reject it, and every single person should too.
Well, again, I go back to the Streisand effect. I have dozens of clips just today. I already played some before you got here with governors and legislators and sheriffs saying, you criticize Jews, we're going to arrest you. Now, they don't tell you when you dig in that they'll find if you have a warrant or they'll get you for something else, but they go and arrest you for putting a Star of David on the sheriff. You're a public figure, sheriff. So what if somebody does that? Move on. I get criticized all day long. And again, I literally am not an enemy of Israel. If I wanted to end up making the world turn against Israel and attack Israel, I would be doing everything that Israel's doing. I mean, Israel's not dumb. And there's powerful forces over there that know that there's a lot of rich, powerful Jews around the world. And if they can stir up all this stuff by Israel doing bad things, that their political class will get even more power out of it. This is very cynical. This is very sick. The globalists, the big banks, BlackRock, wanted Trump's recovery killed. They used COVID to do it. They bragged about it. Now they say this war is great because it's derailing Trump's recovery. If the level of inflation we have will kill his economic plan, and the globalists want that. They want us debt slaves. So this isn't Israel and its lobby that is the main group pushing this globalist agenda right now. This is really an attack on America at the end, and they're literally using Jews as the bait for it. It's very sick.
Yeah, it is. But also I want to add about the Christian Zionists in this country. Pete Hegseth, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, who say if you don't bless Israel, you will be cursed, ultimately, is what they're saying. This is a theological discussion that I think is very important. We are occupied in this country not only by a foreign government, but we are also occupied by this Zionist ideology, this dispensational ideology, which has hijacked our nation. And so this idea, Alex, I'm sure you know about this. They believe in the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. They think that Israel has a separate, there's a dual covenant between the church, you know, Christians and the Jewish people. And so they need the Dome of the Rock torn down. They need us to go to war with the Muslims in order for the rebuilding of the third temple in Jerusalem. And the most anti-Christian thing about it is that they're going to bring in animal sacrifices again, Alex. This is anti-Christianity, and it's time we as Christians speak out and reclaim our faith because it's been hijacked by Ted Cruz, who say those who bless Bibi Netanyahu's bombs will be blessed. That is insane. That is evil. It is heretical, and we must call out this dispensational heretical theology because
well, by
that
the way,
is
you're
who's
absolutely
in the White
right.
House.
I mean, I'm not a Catholic, but a lot of the doctrine when it comes to Revelation, all that's basically the same. It's all interpretational, but and the Orthodox Church as well. That I've sat through so much Sunday school. We went to Baptist church, Evangelical church, Methodist, went to Grandma's church. I was in church at least 3 days a week till I was about 14. And I still go to church some. Half the time I know more than the preachers, not bragging. But I've forgotten more than a lot of people know. The whole Old Testament, New Testament is about when Israel's doing what God wants, it's blessed. But then God curses them and says, you're going to be put into slavery for this. And most, you know, the Jewish kings are being cursed by God. They're bad. People shouldn't be following them. Solomon went off the rails. It's just like all the groups, you know, act here. And it's all a morality tale, a true story about how to behave and how to act. Jesus said, before this generation is gone, right before they crucified him, not one stone will be sitting on top of your second temple.
Yes.
Now, the point is that you got all sects of conservative Jews that actually follow the Torah that say, no, we're not supposed to have a country until the Messiah
we're in
comes.
Exile. We're in exile.
So you know, I'm sure the whole history. This thing about, is only about 150 years old.
Yes.
The Schofield Bible and all this is completely made up, folks. It has nothing to do with the Bible, but people believe worshiping whoever's in power in Israel. Well, wait a minute. It says at some point the Antichrist is in power then. And you've got all these rabbis saying we're going to force the return of the Messiah. And when this Messiah shows up, the Christian Zionists are going to say the Antichrist is Christ.
It's so sad. Meanwhile, Alex, all these children in Gaza are suffering. All these babies are dying. Look what's happening in Lebanon. Look what's happening in Iran. I mean, that girl's school that was bombed. This is literally anti-Christianity. They're claiming, I mean, this is blasphemous. I'm just going to say it. This is complete blasphemy. They are saying that they need to go and kill people, kill innocent human life to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ. Blasphemy. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And we must be speaking out against this. And I'm so proud of these Catholics who are speaking out because you know what? The Catholic Church has never taught this in 2,000 years. And we have allowed in America this heretical teaching to hijack our country. And our founders did not want one denomination of Christianity to rule the state. And what we are witnessing, you see Pete Hegseth cheering on the third temple being rebuilt. That is disgusting. Disgusting.
Absolutely. That's supposed to trigger the return of the Messiah and the Muslims against the other world. Well, I grew up, you know, here in Texas and family in San Antonio, and I know Hagee and my family live by him and babysit his kids, all of it. We wonder why the Air Force is the stronghold, but it's the highest percentage of Christian Zionists. That's come out in poll numbers. Well, it's because one of the main training bases is like five of them in San Antonio. Hagee forever has been like probably on the payroll of Israel. He teaches, and I saw him on TV say years ago, I played it several times. He said, Jesus was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel who deserved to be dealt with. And the Jews said wisely. I mean, he's literally like a little fat Antichrist devil. And you watch his show, it's not even Christianity. It's literal worship of the modern state of Israel and dealing with the Jewish rebel Jesus wisely. They dealt wisely with him. And the so-called Christians are like, yes, kill Jesus, kill Jesus. So you talk about Christian Zionists, he's the worst. He is crazy.
Yeah. He is. And then you look at Paula White. Paula White serves on this commission. She is the president's pastor. She is all the time she's with Bibi Netanyahu. And so when she asked me that I had to get all my posts approved by her, I had reached out to her multiple times and I said, hey, there's a child from Florida, an American citizen that is being detained in Israel. Please, can you call Bibi Netanyahu and can you get him released? No response. Reach out to her again. Hey, Paula White, can you please help these Christian schools in Israel that are being closed because they're not allowing the Palestinian teachers to come in? There she is right there. This is who is around our president. This is who is advising him. This
well,
is dangerous.
Well, let's expand
this
on
is
that.
Heretical.
The last churches in the West Bank have been blown up and burned down. Ancient Catholic churches,
yes.
Ancient Orthodox churches that are the oldest in the world have been blown up. Israel's now closed the ruins to them. And when people ask the White House to do something, nothing. So when the settlers, the Jewish settlers, burn up the Christians, that's okay too. And I mean, I'm just like, we're supposed to sit here and take this? I don't want to hate Israel. I don't want to blow up Israel. But I mean, are we supposed to just sit here? What do you think is going on in Israel? Why is Israel going so crazy?
I honestly think that they are the superior human beings to everyone in the world. They've told us over and over again that they are God's chosen people. Therefore, they can go and choose to kill anybody that they want. That is my belief. And I reject that. I completely reject that. And you have people like Paula White who are sitting here saying, oh, I think before anybody goes to heaven, they must go to Israel. Why? Why should I do that, Paula White? You are not even a real pastor. You are a heretic. I don't believe women can be pastors, number one. Number two, you are literally pushing this war. You are wanting more innocent human life to be slaughtered, to usher in the Messiah, to usher in Jesus Christ's second return. And you know the most anti-Semitic thing of what they believe, Alex, is they believe in the end, two-thirds of the Jews are going to be slaughtered. Two-thirds of the Jews are going to be holocausted. That's what Paula White's theology is. How anti-Semitic is that? They don't care about them. They don't care about the Jewish people. If they did, they'd be trying to convert them right now. But they don't. They think that God has a plan for the Jewish people and for the Christians. And that they're God's chosen people. Therefore, they can choose anybody. They can choose to kill anybody that they want. And I reject that. I absolutely reject that.
Well, I mean,
that.
She's
that
as crazy as the Iranian Shiites and their third Mahdi 12th Mullah crap. They believe causing a war will bring in the end of the world and bring in their Messiah. So it's insane. And then you've got, like you said, all the Christian Zionist funding. They've already built the temple next to the Dome of the Rock mosque where the second Jewish temple is. And they've already killed the Red Heifer. Now they're going to kill more. And they think they're going to force this through. It's just cuckoo town.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And they numbed us. They have numbed us, Alex. We witnessed a complete genocide in Gaza. It's exactly what it is. It was a concentration camp turned into a complete Holocaust, a Holocaust of over 70,000 innocent civilians. And not one person that I've seen close to the president has even spoken out about it. Why? Because of their allegiance to this foreign country and this heretical theology. This heretical Zionist ideology, which is supremacist, it is racist, it is genocidal. It believes that they can kill anybody that they want because they are God's chosen people, God's chosen nation, and everybody else must be a slave to them. This is what they believe. This is why they're killing everybody and anybody. And this whole Judeo-Christian values, I'm sorry, do not put Christianity on that. That is not my values at all, period. It is disgusting that they want to say that we're built on Judeo-Christian values.
Carrie,
no, we're not.
Carrie, stay right there. Carrie, Praise Jean Bowler. I want to come back and then play the famous clip of you in the Religious Freedom Commission and then ask you where you think this is all going. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI. surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to hit a bunch of breaking news and more when she leaves us here. I just wanted to ask her on this, you know, Religious Freedom Commission, and this is so classic. And I was going to ask her, but she said it herself before she got there because I didn't know. But it's classic Trump, and I'm not giving him an out. I know a lot because I've been involved heavily for many years. He's overall a great guy, has a lot of great instincts, but he gets bubble wrapped. And then when they wanted to drop the commission, he has to do it, so he wouldn't do it. But then they just told her, well, you got to go through us now, and then didn't tell her about the next meeting and just iced her out. That's what they do. And then you have people like Joe Kent, whose job is to give a real report that, hey, they're going to block the strait. They're probably not going to fall. All the other experts told him that basically. Oh, now he's a traitor. He's now evil. Because he was trying to literally save America and Trump from this disaster that we've been proven right about. I didn't just say this today. I said it before it happened. I said 25 days ago. So speaking to that, and what's coming up next for you, I know that Congressman Massey's put out a letter to one of the committees. What he wants, he'll get to have some hearings about a supposed religious freedom commission to deal with censorship of religious groups. And then now here it becomes a focal point of censorship. So what's coming next for you?
Yeah, so Thomas Massey wrote this incredible letter, and he sent it to Congress, and he sent it to Chairman Jordan and Chairman Comer. And it was the most amazing, well-articulated letter asking for an oversight hearing, really, because on this commission, there is FACA, which stands for the Federal Advisory Committee Act. So committees like this have oversight, and really to prevent something like this happening, where there's bias or there's bullying happening or there's one-sidedness. And so he sent this letter to the oversight hearing or oversight committee asking for a congressional hearing. And so I'm really interested to see what's going to happen with this, because maybe they're going to have to come and testify before this committee and explain how they, were able to just remove me like this. Was it Dan Patrick? Was it in fact the president? Was the president being bullied by people? Was this really his decision? Because if you look back to August, you would see that they were trying to remove me then for the same reasons that I was removed today, which is because of my religious beliefs, because I do not support Israel. And so it'll be interesting to follow this. And I really thank Congressman Massey. And I was able to see him in Washington, D.C. last week when I was given the award. And I told him, I said, don't forget me when you're president one day. So I hope to vote for him for president.
Yeah, look, for me, it's paradoxical. I don't do lesser two evils arguments in my mind, but if I've got a lifeboat with holes in it, it's better than no lifeboat out in the middle of the ocean. Trump's doing a lot of good stuff on the border, the economy, trying to stop the Russia war, killing the carbon taxes alone is going to save billions of people. So many great things he's done, hundreds and hundreds, and now to have him suddenly, violently start making this turn and saying neocons like Mark Levin is what you must salute or you're not real MAGA, it's just so sad. And so how are you processing this? I'm just going to support real populist Republicans. I'm going to get people to get out in the midterms even more, but to support, good candidates. Trump isn't running again. So a lot of people are saying, I'm taking my ball and going home. I'm not going to vote. I'm going to let the Democrats win because somehow that'll send a message to Trump to punish him. I don't think he cares. I don't think he knows. What do you think?
It's so sad. This is not, I said the other day on Piers Morgan, I don't even recognize this man. I don't recognize this president. I've known him almost 20 years. I do not recognize him. How is it that he ran on America First? And we are not seeing that right now. He ran on no more foreign wars. And look what we're in right now. We are literally going to war on behalf of Israel. We are sending our sons and daughters to go die for Israel. This is not the president that I voted for. And so I tell people all the time, unfortunately, I believe MAGA is dead. I think that the movement that he created, yes, the people are still here. We want to make America great again, but it's going to be America First, maybe even America only at this point, because we are not seeing the American people taken care of. You see Marjorie Taylor Greene being called a traitor, the woman who stood by President Trump from the very beginning. We're all now all of a sudden not MAGA, and Mark Levin is being called a patriot. Joe Kent is being called weak by the president, but yet Mark Levin is being called a patriot, an American patriot. All the Never Trumpers are now by his side. It's disgusting. I'm so disappointed in this president, and I want to see America succeed, but we cannot have a president that cares more about Israel than it does the American people. Period. So moving forward, I don't think anybody should vote for any candidate that takes money from AIPAC. Period.
Well, I totally agree with you. And should we all start going and protesting at Mar-a-Lago? Should we go protest around the White House to try to get him to, because Joe Kent said in his resignation letter last week, as you know, He said, I'm doing this to get Trump to course correct before it's too late.
I know.
And then we have the economic numbers. If this Strait of Hormuz thing even continues another month, it builds in so much inflation, they're going to raise interest rates. I've had the economist on. That kills his recovery plan that we really need. So I'm paradoxically need him to succeed just for all of us. But at the same time, you know, I end up spending so much of my time just criticizing him because I morally need to say, you know, I'm not for being part of this illegal war and certainly not supporting it being run by a foreign government.
Right. And we're seeing now that this war that we are in is on behalf of a theology. It is on behalf of those who bless Israel will be blessed. Therefore, those who do what Israel wants will be blessed. Those who commit a genocide or support that will be blessed. This is heretical, and we have to start talking about it, the theological aspects of it, because that's really what this is. You look at Paula White standing next to Donald Trump. You look at Pete Hegseth, Ted Cruz, who was completely humiliated by Tucker Carlson. Look at Mike Huckabee. They say, oh, they have a right to exist. By what right do they have to exist? By not having the Palestinians a right to exist? Do they have a right to exist? Do the people in Gaza have a right to exist? That's the question I really want to answered. Do they have a right to exist?
Well, Carrie,
and
Carrie,
if they're, yeah.
Here's my final, a few final questions for you, but I totally agree. Regardless, you have Trump declaring 22 days ago that the war was won 3 days in, changing what the war's for, sometimes three or four times a day, five times a day. You have it already starting to kill the recovery. The numbers are coming in. You have the neocons and the media running around saying we're all traitors. Even people that are like, hey, this is bad for the economy, don't do it. The point is that it's not working. So
no, it's not. It's not.
So just from that perspective, because I'm with you from the moral perspective, is why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
But also just from they're not winning, it's not working, and now Trump
is
sending,
being destroyed.
Now Trump's sending the army and the Marines for an invasion force. As I told people 2 weeks ago, now it's official. What do you make of? Is America ready for ground troops? Are we ready for? Because the top generals have said for decades, Iran will be worse than Iraq and Afghanistan combined. Your comments on that?
I could just cry. Honestly, I could just cry. I do not recognize this president. Who are you? Who are you, Mr. President? This is not who you were when you ran in 2016. This is not who we voted for. And I'll tell you what, Alex, I will not send my son to go die for Israel. And I encourage everybody else, do not send your sons and daughters to go die for Israel. Do not. This is a disgrace to our country. It's immoral and it's wrong, and it's going to destroy America if we continue this.
And you can see what's happening. And again, Israel has said this. I cannot state this enough. Because I used to hear people that were obsessed with Israel 20 years ago. They'll set up a police state like Palestine here someday, and that's their plan. It's Zog, the Zionist Occupational Government, and if you slip on a banana peel, it's them and all the rest of it. None of Israel was heavily involved in foreign policy, one of the biggest lobbies, but they were not this dominant. And now I've got all of these main neocon leaders, new clips today, saying we're facing a Nazi coup. We must shut them down. We must crush them. We must be ready to use exploding pagers on them, the head of the ADL. We must move. This is existential. They're the top rabbis, or it's the end of the world, and our Messiah is about to come. And I'm sitting here watching this, and I'm seeing clips all over governors and legislators. Remember last year, they were going to have a resolution against what was happening in Gaza for the town just south of Austin. So it's a big city, San Marcos. It was a mild thing in solidarity with the Palestinians. And the governor said, they have a law. We will take any state funds and any state contracts from the city of San Marcos or any other city if you even put out a statement against it. And now 30-something states have passed laws. This is so un-American. Listen, if our own government was doing it, which it is, but for a foreign government's behest, it's treason.
I know. It's treason. It is treason. Thank you for saying that.
Well, here's just one clip because this is new. I mean, I see like 10 of these a day. Here is a sheriff in Michigan putting up an image, somebody making fun of him and putting a Star of David on him and putting, I guess, Orthodox Jewish hairstyle on him. And here he is, Sheriff Mike Beauchard. And I see this in press conferences every day. They do this in Florida, Texas, everywhere. They act like someone got arrested for their speech, which they haven't been able to do yet. they did it for something else, but they, and then once it came out, they clarified, well, they, we got them for something else. But they got somebody in another state, Wisconsin, to arrest somebody on some petty charge and said, because you made fun of me. Well, you're a public figure. Grow up. But this, again, this is what they want. Here's a clip.
Yes.
I give you this by way of example. Some pond scum felt empowered and emboldened enough to put this picture of me up to try to threaten and intimidate me, which, of course, he didn't do because I signed up for this. And by the way, the person that did this said a bunch of terrible things, not just against me, but against a lot of groups and individuals, who, by the way, was arrested today in Wisconsin. My point is this, though. If this person is emboldened and empowered enough or feels safe enough to do this for me, what does he do to a kid? What does he do to a Jewish family walking down the street? And that's because of the normalization of this, watching this on television and saying, okay, I feel empowered enough that I can do this. Well, A, you can't. And B, if you think you can do it to somebody that's in law enforcement, again, what are you going to do in an alley or in a street to a Jewish family or a kid walking down the street? We say no. We're drawing the line.
So everybody made millions of memes about it. So according to the sheriff, I should be arrested now just showing this meme. Now, this is the final thing, but it's important. I want you to speak to this. I can teach a college course on propaganda and brainwashing just off his little minute and a half clip. And I've seen these clips hundreds of times the last 10 years. And I guarantee you, look it up. This sheriff's been given ADL awards. They come and take control. The ADL back in the day got arrested and indicted, infiltrating police departments and taking them over and stealing the files. But now it's just open. They basically run a lot of these departments. I guarantee you that that sheriff was given this story, given this thing, and then puts out, oh, this guy was arrested because allowing this, a stupid little meme, will allow him to go basically kill Jews, is what they're implying. And the idea of that is equating making fun of somebody capital murder. Meanwhile, the guy's pro-Israel. They just put a Star of David on him. He's wearing a Star of David as the sheriff's medallion. So if you're so into it, be honored by it. But my point is, he is literally implying it's illegal with an iron curtain of chilling effect, and it's a formula 100%. I'll bet my right arm that was an ADL production. Give me your take on it.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I agree with you. And I think to myself, what's wrong with making fun of someone? Are we to the point in America where you can't even make fun of someone? People have been making fun of me for 20 years since I've been in the political spotlight. You know, it's, oh, my feelings are hurt. Well, guess what? That's not illegal. We're allowed to hurt your feelings, okay? We are witnessing a genocide in Gaza right now. Maybe that's why you're seeing a rise of anti-Semitism, because literally the Israeli government is killing innocent human beings and nobody's speaking out about it. We're all just supposed to act like this is normal. This is not
normal.
Well,
you keep asking for the definition of anti-Semitism.
Yes.
The modern definition is now defined by Israel and the ADL as criticizing anything that any major Jewish lobby organization or group does and not fully submitting to whatever they tell you to do. And that is now the definition. And if Iran doesn't do what they're told, hey, we negotiate with bombs. Pete Hegseth, the definition of terrorism, we negotiate with bombs. I mean, people have been, type in Alex Jones Jewish meme. Cause again, the anti-Jew people are just as crazy as some of these groups. They just make up everything and hate it. I mean, I'm not one of those people. So my point is that I've always thought this is funny. But imagine if I got up and said, I want whoever made this arrested because this is going to get Jews killed.
It's that's why at the hearing I said, this is very dangerous. What this is going to lead to is silencing free speech. This is going to infringe on your freedom of speech. What will happen next, Alex? Are we going to get a knock on our door being arrested because we dared to criticize a Jewish person? I'm an Italian American. People can criticize Italians all they want. That doesn't make them an Italian hater. Why are we associating criticism of a foreign government that's committing genocide with hating Jewish people? This is what they want. They want to equate the two, and they were not ashamed to say anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. And shame on every commissioner that didn't speak out and say, no, we reject that. That is not hatred of Jewish people simply because we're criticizing a foreign country. We have every right to do that. So Americans better rise up and protect their First Amendment rights.
Well, my big concern is, and we have the FBI out right now saying, oh, Iranian sleeper cells, imminent terror attacks. I got my intel 2 weeks ago that they were indeed worried about sleeper cells. Then they tried to back off and say, oh, no, that's not a real report. Now they're official. Whether the Israel lobby stages it or the Iranians really hit or, you know, lone wolves, whatever. We've seen some real stuff, you know, here in Austin, other places. They got mad about the mullah getting killed, killing people. The point is that is now the climate we've come into. And I said it last time I was on Tucker, like 6 to 8 months ago, he and I both agreed. You could see this being teed up for attacks on synagogues and things where the real are manufactured to then come in and try to get rid of the First Amendment. And now the major Israel lobbies, the left and right, their lobbies are pushing to literally end free speech and ban people off the internet, take their banking away if they criticize Israel. That is only going to intensify it, which again creates this clash.
Yes. And maybe that's what they want. Maybe that's ultimately what they want because they love the divide, us versus them, right versus left, you know, red versus blue. Now is the time to unify. We have to unify against this Zionist regime, this Zionist agenda that is literally destroying our country, and it is killing innocent human life across the world. This is only going to continue, and we have a duty to speak out against this. And I want to thank you for being brave and for speaking out, because we need voices like yours, Alex.
Well, I want to thank you as well. As there's new developments, please join us again. And the best place to find you is on Instagram, Carrie, to be found right there. Also on X at Carrie Prejean Bowler, and that's Carrie Prejean 1 on X. I'm so sad we have to talk about this and have to deal with this, because we got the communist Chinese to deal with. We got the EU trying to censor America. We've got all this happening, and now Israel and its lobby has just put itself front and center, literally saying, we are the boss, do what we say, or we're going to get you. And then that is just going to take this pissed off Western population with globalism and all the economic problems and things, and then just create the stereotypical thing. No, Israel knows, the Israel controllers know exactly what they're doing. They are conjuring a global crisis that they believe is going to lead to their complete primacy, and then it'll force Jews from the world to flee to Israel and bring all their wealth there. And you can, it's just like the left farms homeless people, and the homelessness gets worse, and they skim the money off the top, and the left farms, you know, the illegal aliens and steals most of the money they sign them up for. It's the same thing. You know, people don't even know this. It's one reason I don't like Hitler to study history, and both my grandfathers were in World War II. Hitler was pro-Zionist, worked with the rabbis, supported sending all the Jews to Palestine, and the top rabbis worked with Madeleine Albright's dad, who was over it with the Nazis, to not let any Jews leave that wouldn't give most of their money to the Zionists and move to Israel. But you had to also give almost all your money and land to them, then they'd let you go live in Israel. They would make you live at a commune, kibbutz or whatever. And so I know the history of this. I've talked to, you know, Jews who couldn't get out, like Steve Pachinik's, you know, dad got killed. He got out with his mom. The U.S. wouldn't take him. Got to Cuba. He used to be high-level CIA. He talked about it. But it's in history books. And I've got a whole news report about that. Like, Hitler was pro-Zionist. And that's what I'm saying, is people don't even understand this stuff. They don't even know. And it's just so much more twisted and dark than people can even understand.
Yeah, you're right. I think people need to start looking into history and realizing that, you know, we really need to start studying a lot, because we've been lied to. We've been lied to about a lot. And I feel that our government is occupied, and it's very sad. But you know what? I'm hopeful. I really am. Because everyday average Americans are waking up to this, Alex. They're done. They're fed up. And if J.D. Vance thinks that he's just going to come in and be ushered in as, you know, the new president in 2028 without speaking out about any of this, I mean, I won't be voting for him if he doesn't come out and be strong in his stance.
Here's the thing. The genie didn't get put back in the bottle. We got to navigate this by being informed, praying, and being engaged.
Yeah.
Carrie Prejean Bowler, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Carrie Prejean Bowler. Thank you so much. Amazing. All right, folks, the Hodge twins are coming up. I am just disgusted by this. I am so concerned about this. And I don't want the Iranians to die. I don't want the Jews to die. I don't want us to die. And all of this is bad for everybody except just truly demonic organizations and groups that want a global crisis. and they have manipulated Trump into something that will kill his recovery, and now it's happening, and his poll numbers are dropping, and the Republicans are going to lose the midterms, and you've got the neocons running around and their influencers saying everybody's Hitler. I mean, literally, we are neo-Nazis trying to overthrow the government. No, we see a foreign government overthrowing our government to our horror, and we're trying to stop it for everybody's best interest. What I believe is what I tell you. And that's why I've been hated by all the Nazis and the Jew-obsessed people. And I criticize Israel when they were wrong and get into the bad stuff they were doing. But a lot of governments were doing that stuff, you know? And it's like, okay, yeah. Now it's like, whoa. It's like, whoa. I mean, this is out of control. Greenblatt saying we need to blow up people with pagers in America that don't agree with us and all this stuff. I mean, he literally says that. And Levin, you think you're going to do that, touch easy little piece? Think we're going to let you operate? You'll see what we'll do. And I'm just like, okay, well, all righty then. All right, the Hodge twins are coming up. Let me tell you about something very, very exciting here. And I mean, it is exciting because it's a really good deal, and it funds our operation. We only got 500 of these in about 7-8 months ago. They sold out in one day. This is a high-quality brand, a Faraday cage backpack with all these inside pockets, everything else. Protects your electronics. You can't be tracked with it. Cell phones, iPads, laptops, weapons, anything else you carry in here. It is amazing. It is high quality. It's got a black-on-black, murdered-out America First Statue of Liberty on it. It's limited edition. And bags of the similar type sell all day long for $500, $600. In fact, I have one I paid like $550, $600 for many years ago. And this was even better. And for VIP members at theAlexShowStore.com, it's $199. For everybody else, it's $249. And they got in more this time, but if it sells at the rate it sold last time, it'll be sold out in 4 or 5 days. So we got a few thousand of these in. So be sure and get yours now. It's a $600 value. It's really beyond that if you have what's in it. So we've got the America First Tactical Trench Knife that is awesome and limited edition. The America First Tactical Trench Knife is a must-have. It's a $100 value. America First T-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense Supplements, Shilajit Gummies, Shilajit Complex Capsules as well, Irish CMOS Capsules, and so many other supplements in there. This is quite the grab bag. But just for the bag, it's a great deal and funds our operation. So please go to theAlexShowStore.com. And finally, we have a limited edition InfoWars T-shirt. We'll put that up from the website for you. Maybe we'll get a screenshot later for that, people. But it is the Marines at Iwo Jima lifting the flag up at the top of the mountain, but it's got InfoWars instead of the stars. And it says the InfoWar lives forever. You are the InfoWar. No matter what they do to this building or the website InfoWars, you are the InfoWar. It only gets stronger. It only continues on. I want to thank you all for being the InfoWar. Get the shirt now at thealexjonesstore.com. We got some other limited edition ones coming out as well. These are limited edition. InfoWar lives forever. But while you're at it, your ultramethylene blue and so many other great products at thealexjonesstore.com and the new iodine is even better than X2. Exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can't get COVID, you can't spread it. All horse crap. And they used COVID to derail Trump's last recovery. And now, as I predict, they're using war to do it.
If you spend too much time on Twitter or get your news from the liberal mainstream media, you may have gotten the impression that the president's supporters are abandoning him in droves over Operation Epic Fury, his war to prevent your grandchildren from having to face off against a nuclear-armed Iran. Our hapless president has been dragged into this war against his will by the nefarious Bibi Netanyahu, according to people like Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Megyn Kelly, and now Joe Kent. Alas, none of that is true. The narrative that MAGA is split over Iran, beloved by the liberal media and the anti-Israel far left and right, is complete fiction. Far from a betrayal, poll after poll after poll has found massive overwhelming support for the president's strikes on Iran among Republican voters, upwards of 85%.
Here's what I tell President Trump. Keep it up for a few more weeks. Take Karg Island, where all of the resources they have to produce oil, control that island, let this regime down a vine. Mm-hmm. I trust DOD. We got two Marine expeditionary units sailing to this island. We did Iwo Jima. We can do this.
Welcome to Pickett. Thank y'all for coming. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Trump is against that entire globalist plan of austerity and against their carbon taxes. That's why I've supported him so much, because compared to the Democrats, it's night and day. He really is returning national sovereignty to America and making our own decisions. But my God, then don't make the wrong decisions now that we have a president back in charge. This is so paradoxical, and it's so love-hate for me. And I know I've been right, and I've been proven right again. It's our own government's assessments, for heaven's sakes.
And the last time I saw Charlie Kirk on this earth was in June, in the West Wing, in the stairway. And I said hi to him, and he looked me in the eye, and he said very loudly, and it's a small, you've been in the West Wing, it's small, it's a tight space, and he said, Joe, stop us from getting into a war with Iran. Very loudly.
He was single-minded.
And he walked off, and he went, I believe, into the Oval. So when one of President Trump's closest advisors, who is vocally advocating for us to not go to war with Iran and for us to rethink at least our relationship with the Israelis, and then he's suddenly publicly assassinated and we're not allowed to ask any questions about that.
That's why the head of the Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, quit this week trying to get Trump to pay attention and change course. Instead, they've been attacking him as a traitor and saying he's a leaker with no evidence.
I can say this. He said very strongly that Iran is not a threat. Iran's been a threat for 47 years, and there's not a country in the world that doesn't agree with me in that. So I take this guy, Joe Kent, who lost twice for Congress, pretty badly and tough, and was devastated, and I know that he lost his wife. So instead
all right, folks, the great Hodge twins are here. We're simulcasting with them. We're coming back in 1 minute. Can't wait to be talking to them. I want to thank them for being here and our great crew and just everybody that makes the InfoWar possible. I am just, I'm really angry though right now because, I mean, this country is really in deep shit. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we're simulcasting with them, so I feel like I should just throw them the baton. I got a lot of clips, a lot of stuff I want to talk to them about. Hodge Twins on X, Hodge Twins on YouTube, Hodge Twins everywhere else. Very, very popular podcasters, talk show hosts, known them for many, many years. And wow, I've, as they know, I've never been the big Israel beat guy. I'm about globalism, the left, the communist Chinese, any country trying to control us. I'm all about our national sovereignty. But now, every cliche, every trope, everything, you know, about Israel running the U.S., running foreign policy is here. You have them saying Joe Kent is the leader of a secret neo-Nazi coup. You have Bongino calling him a disgusting, immoral coward. You have Dershowitz saying we're all Nazis and we all need to be based. And you've got the head of the ADL saying we need to blow up Americans with pagers and do the same tactics to shut them down in an eight-front war. We all wondered 6 months ago what Netanyahu meant by eight-front war against Americans. So Israel not only has control of our foreign policy, they now want control of our domestic policy to protect that policy. And I am sitting here watching this so we get the Democrats out of power. Trump does a bunch of good, getting us out of the carbon taxes, securing the border, all these wonderful things, banning men and women sports. And then about 6 months ago, he gets rid of Elon Musk, stops Doge, slows down the anti-corruption, and then just starts turning into Lindsey Graham in front of me. And Lindsey Graham's like, hey, we got Marines going to the island. We're going to take the Strait of Hormuz. Our Marines took Iwo Jima. They can take this. Yeah, 90,000 of them and tens of thousands died, you dumbass. Yeah, he was in the military flying a chair around as a lawyer. So you look at that little Nelly candy ass. Yeah, he may be able to suck the chrome off a trailer hitch, but that's about it. You know, Liberace up there. I mean, nothing against the fact that, you know, he's a little light in the loafers. But the point is, if he wants to go fight the Iranians, he should do it. Where's the Trump? It said if Hillary wants to go have war with Russia, she should go join the military and get a gun. They said that was a threat against her. No, it's the old saying. You want to fight this war so bad, you suit up, badass. I want Lindsey Graham to be volunteers for it. I'm not saying, you know, to, you know, airborne, doesn't have to qualify. He can just jump out of one of those C-130s and just come down there. So hi, Schwinn. We'll just go back and forth. But it's great to have you here. Thanks for simulcasting with me. What an insane time to be alive, gentlemen.
Yeah, and who saw this coming? I mean, when Trump said he was going to usher in the golden age, boy, he was fucking kidding or lying. I don't know what he was talking about. And not to mention when we first started his administration, they said it was going to cut into the national deficit and all of this. And they spent over $1 trillion in the last 5 months. And now they're asking for another $200 billion to fund this illegal war in Iran. Yeah, I don't think, like, MAGA was supposed to be America first.
Yeah.
We're not getting America first.
Yeah.
We're getting Israel first.
Yeah.
This country is occupied.
Yeah.
Let's make Israel great again. Because, it's almost like, he didn't do a 180. He did a 360. It's like I don't even recognize the man.
Then he transitioned.
Yeah, he did. So they had a conversation about Joe Kent the other day. Talking about, you know, he changed. Then he started, you know, deflecting, talking about the man's wife. Talking about how he lost an election. He's missing a lot of context. The elections that he lost, it was in a deep blue state that he almost won. He never wanted to bring up the fact that he's a war veteran. He's went to several wars and then tried to make the suggestion that he married a little too early after his wife was killed by ISIS.
Yeah, and Trump has been married how many times?
Yeah.
I mean, why is he deflecting like this? Because he wants to discredit this guy.
Yeah.
And when you look at the facts of everything, this guy is a patriot.
Yeah.
He's America first.
He's the upper echelon of what I would say an American is. Yeah. And then not to mention the first day of this war, they bombed an Iranian elementary schoolgirl. Schoolgirls. Elementary school. The first day of this war. And they lied about that.
So why would they continue to lie about that? And then when finally they have to tell the truth, they tell the truth.
Yeah. I seen Trump and Hickseth was standing behind him. I think he was getting off of Air Force One.
Air Force One.
And he was asking him about what happened. And he tried to put it on Iran.
Yeah.
And I could tell the body language of Pete Hickseth. He knew it was a lie.
Yeah.
And it looked like he went to cut Trump off before Trump puts his fucking foot in his mouth again.
Yeah.
Because he tends to put his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
He goes off script a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the left is calling him out. Bernie Sanders said the other day he's a pathological liar. I hate to admit it, but I think Bernie Sanders is right. You know, I'm so during this whole operation and that they denied that it was a war. Now everybody should be obviously everybody that is a war, but it's like from the very moment this whole operation began, it's like everybody starts attacking people in the right that was with Trump from the very beginning. I mean, a lot of people abandoned Trump and jumped on the DeSantis train. I mean, we was a couple of those guys. Then we came back to Trump. I mean, we've been Trump the entire time.
Well, let's be clear. We're now told that Mark Levin is the litmus test. He goes, this is what you must be. Mark Levin was a never-Trumper. So is Ben Shapiro.
Yeah,
so is Lindsey Graham. And then we're told we're not the original MAGA. Well, let's get this straight. I'm 1776. And I come from the old school even before that. So let's be clear. Trump didn't create me. In fact, all I got was persecution, censorship, and attacks supporting Trump. We built the launch pad for Trump. And so I've always said I'm not MAGA. I'm all for making America great again, but I precede that. I'm 1776. I'm America free and strong and anti-globalist. That's, America great. How about America free? That is what, so don't, like I'm in high school. Oh, you can't sit at the cool table if you don't agree with Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro with almost no listeners. They're complete jokes. And then they sit there and so my issue is this. I'm sure you've seen it, but I have seen dozens of Mark Levin and Shapiro and Alan Dershowitz, Epstein's lawyer. If I get that Dershowitz clip, I'm going to play it. I'm sure you've seen it, but for people that missed it, saying literally that Joe Kent, who I knew his politics, kind of a libertarian, conservative, Leventer's wife, you know, aid worker, you know, interpreter, CIA probably, you know, over there, you know, he was blown up, I mean, killed, okay? And then he's not allowed to say, I'm against this war that killed my wife. And it's like, and then Bongino's calling him despicable, a coward, all of this crap. I mean, this is just insane. So here's a clip of what Dershowitz had to say.
Okay. We're seeing an attempted coup within the Republican Party by neo-Nazi fascists, led by Kemp, who is a clear neo-Nazi fascist, and then also by Tucker Carlson, by Fuentes, by Owens. We're seeing an attempt by these neo-Nazis to take over the Republican Party. Fortunately, good Republicans, headed by President Trump, are stopping it. And President Trump said, these people are not MAGA. These people are not my people. But they're trying to take over the Republican Party. And Pence blames Jews for everything. You know, he blamed the Jews for the Iraq War. Israel was against the Iraq War. I know because I spoke to Prime Minister Sharon. He spoke to President Bush and urged him not to go into Iraq. But according to Kent, anything that was bad had to be the Jews. This has to end. The Republican Party has to disassociate itself from its fascist neo-Nazi wing, which is growing within the Republican Party, particularly among young people. And it's a real threat to America, to democracy, to American Jews, to Israel, and to American values. And we have to put an end to it now.
All right, I want to unpack that and have the Hodgson's big take on that. But I mean, number one, I follow all this. I can do a whole show into that. He was talking about his wife getting killed in Syria, not Iraq. I looked it up. Kent didn't say that. That's just lies. Okay? So he's literally saying Joe Kent blames the Jews for everything. You can go look at what Joe Kent said for a year, hardly nothing about Israel. So literally because he says the intelligence assessments that were done by the other intelligence agencies said a 90% chance the Mullahs don't fall, 100% they try to block the strait, they'll be successful, don't do this. His own chairman of the Joint Chiefs said that. Then he has the will to resign and say, it was a pleasure to serve you, sir. I hope you'll change course. I'm doing this because I can't be morally part of it. And then within days, he leads a neo-Nazi coup. Meanwhile, we have Israel literally running our foreign policy and now coming in to run us domestically and saying it and saying they'll use pagers in an eight-front war to blow us up. I mean, this is like a Twilight Zone, Hodge Twins.
Right. Yeah. And Dershowitz, he became a pathological lie overnight. Everything he pretty much said was a lie. I mean, the reason why we went into Iraq is because mass destruction. Yeah. Israel gave us that intelligence. Yeah. For him to say Israel had nothing to do with this, it's like a slap in all of our face. Yeah. The majority of our national debt is because of Israel. Brown University did a study. Is approximately $15 to $16 trillion of our national debt is funding foreign wars based on Israeli intelligence. I mean, I don't hate Jews, but I do hate the fact that we are the backbone of Israel and we support them with whatever endeavor they want to go into. Like this whole Iran war doesn't make any sense. They said there's an imminent threat there. There's nuclear weapons. Over a year ago, back in January, Operation Hammer Bullshit, whatever it was, they said they neutralized that
obliterated.
Threat. Yeah, but all of a sudden, there was another imminent threat. I don't believe anything that come out of Trump's mouth or anybody in this administration because it's not adding up. Well, if you destroyed their Air Force, their Navy, and supposedly you destroyed the imminent threat of nuclear enrichment, why are we sending more troops there? Why are we trying to invade that country? It doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't think it was never an immediate threat. I think it was just a ruse to get everybody here in America on board with this stupid war.
Well, it was that. They used that angle. They also used the narrative, make Iran great again.
Yeah.
That's free at citizens. Yeah. That stuff with a lot of boomers.
Yeah.
That watch Fox News. Everything's been a ploy.
Yeah.
And for them to, for Trump to label these people MAGA.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you, Alex. You've been like a Trump supporter since day one, and that's made you a target.
Right.
Right? And you had all these people come after you, and now at this point, after all your support for him, you have no access to this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laura Loomer has access to him.
Loomer
has access to this guy. She voted for Hillary Clinton the first time Trump ran for office. Ben Shapiro, he voted for Hillary Clinton. But you, as a journalist, you supported them the entire time.
Yeah.
No access. And well, you are never,
I mean, let's be clear.
You woke.
I mean, access has been offered, but I my access is on air. My access is to the people. I don't want to go hang out at Mar-a-Lago or the White House now. They're not asking now. I was very happy with Elon and Doge, and we were moving so well the first 4, 5, 6 months. Then it was like a record skipping or when a car crashes, whenever stuff started to change course. And now it's so flagrant. I've just been trying to get him back on course. I think the big question is now, can that be done?
Yeah. I got to ask this question. Is he compromised?
Yeah.
Cause I don't think, they're pulling a ruse over Trump's eyes. I think he's either in on it or he's been blackmailed. He's either one of the two. But I don't think this is a ploy and that they're some kind of musician, Israelis in the Israel government pulling this ruse over Trump. He's either in on it or he's being blackmailed, because what he's doing now is just a total about face what he had promised everybody here that they voted for him.
And it's not just this issue. They killed almost all the investigations into stuff against him. The auto pin against the voter. All of it's being killed. The investigations into weaponization against his supporters, all being killed. And so I never wanted access or want, you know, like all his main orbit, all get business deals and all that stuff's going on. I've never tried to be in the establishment. I want to be the guy that's separate from it. But what I did love was, we've got Ed Martin. They've created a task force. He's got all this proof. He's going after him for all this stuff. He had the goods. He had on the auto pin, the chief of staff said, no, state's evidence. They had a committee illegally doing it. He thought he was going to go to jail. And then Todd Blanche just killed it and removed Ed Martin. So, Trump absolutely has to be compromised. And from all my intel, it's not him, but it's people very close to him. And it's very bad stuff that Epstein had. And Epstein was an Israeli operative. That's come out in the documents. It's in the emails. And also MI6 and CIA, because they're all mafia. They don't let you operate unless they're together. And that's a lot of the Trump orbit, which are former Democrats. Because literally, it's almost no Republicans have ever been found in this, okay? But he brought in all these Democrats, and it's them, and they've got Trump orbit screwing kids and worse. And so that's it. That's why they got him.
Makes sense, because Trump is not a typical conservative Republican. He is governing like a Democrat. He's always been a Democrat.
Well, he told MTG, she called me months before. And she said, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. He just told me, this is going to embarrass my friends. You need to stop it. And they went up and made up that whole thing. Her poll numbers were down, and she wanted to run for governor of the Senate. None of that was true. And then she was just like, whoa, I'm tapping out. Like, the Democrats want to put me in prison, and you won't. And I'm not going to be part of this. And then she told me about a week before she resigned. She said, I may just resign, but don't tell anybody. I just can't be part of this. And she reminded me, she said, he's telling other people I know the same thing. He calls them up. What are you doing embarrassing my friends? I mean, if you're going to call up and say, cover this up, you just say, oh, it's old, or we can't take, or, it's national security. Oh, come on. No, he's straight up. He's like, this is going to embarrass us and hurt the stock market. And I told everybody that, because I heard it from other people too, even before he got back in. Hey, don't expect this, because the CIA and others came to him. The press secretary said, oh, this will hurt the stock market. You ought to be happy. It's about the stock market. So they're literally saying this.
This election's go-to is the stock market. Even Pam Bondi during the congressional hearings, oh, the stock market's at 50,000. I'm like, what does the stock market got to do with any of this? These people are guilty. You need to bring these people to justice and get, justice for the victims. It was such a slap in the face.
Yeah.
When Trump said the Epstein files is a hoax.
Yeah.
A hoax. How can he come out and say that when he ran on that?
Yeah.
How can he, Pam Bondi says the Epstein files are on my desk, and then they usher in influencers to hold up these empty binders with no information.
And by the way, that's why I love Elon so much. People, because he's so successful, say, oh, he must be bad. And maybe he was bad in the past, but he's made a turn. Trump's turning towards evil. Musk is just better and better. Musk said, get rid of the EV mandate, all that. And then he was not even getting government contracts. He was in there cutting all this stuff. And then he found out about Trump and Epstein and said, he's in there. There's a cover up coming. And then he left. I mean, you got to really hand it to him.
Yeah, he said that. He said it. He tweeted, Trump is in the Epstein files. Yeah. And then that's when they had their whole spout.
And then he started calling him some ugly things. And the things he says about like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Massey, calling these people traitors, and then what he's doing to Joe Kent. I was like, man, I've lost pretty much all respect for that man.
Well, let me just say this. And I'm going to interrupt because it's so important. We're on a lot of radio stations, not on the internet and on, you know, Rumble and on X. This is the majority view. On talk radio, you know, people are smart, but they're thinking, well, Democrats are 10 times worse, so we just need to stick with this. And I'll be honest, I'm not a Lester Tables guy, but I kind of agree with that. I think it's important to cover Trump doing bad things so he gets back on track, hopefully, and that Israel's openly saying they run us. That's terrible. But then how do you guys divide it where you still spend time on all the evil stuff Democrats are doing? Because, I mean, remember, when Trump's gone, now we got them to deal with. So it's very paradoxical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing. If Trump's not the president, I don't think we're at war with Iran.
Yeah.
I don't think we have, 15, 16 dead soldiers right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't have those 170 dead Iranians. We don't have dead Americans being shot by ICE.
We don't have $7 gas in some places.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want Kamala or Joe Biden in, but this is how much currently right now Trump is screwing everything up with these moves that he's making.
Yeah,
I'm still a Trump supporter. I'm still a Republican.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and grovel at everything he does. Yeah. As if everything is correct. Like, that poll on CNN, 100% MAGA is down with this? And then I post about it on Facebook and be like, MAGA, we're killing it. And I was like, how do you fall for CNN polls?
Yeah, we just lost a couple of congressional seats. I think they both were in Florida. Trump carried those seats. He carried the last Republican 17 points, and Democrats took those seats. I mean, the writing's on the wall. These midterms, it's going to be catastrophic. I mean, Trump, when he won the presidency, that was like an American dream. It was the biggest comeback in American history.
Yeah,
after
huge
what
momentum
he had to endure over the last 18 years.
Yeah, huge
but
momentum.
But he had the American in the palm of his hand, and he's blowing it. He's blowing everything. We could have had Republicans be the next president. J.D. Vance had a great possibility of being a two-term president, but all that's gone.
Because how is this war in Iran going to end?
Yeah, and how is it going to benefit Americans? It doesn't. It doesn't bit.
Thousands of soldiers are going to the Middle East.
Yeah.
If those deaths start going into the hundreds and thousands, the Republican Party is done for the midterms, and we're done for 2028.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance is going to have this stain on him that nobody's going to want to even touch him as far as Republican voters go.
He's going to be the vice president.
He's going to have that opportunity, and he's going to – and they're going to ask him this question when he's running for president, because he's going to be the GOP nominee for
the same question they asked Kamala.
Yeah, the same question they asked Kamala on The View. What would you have did different? And if he says he wouldn't have done anything different, say goodbye to J.D. Vance, say goodbye to GOP presidential office, and say goodbye to in the midterms. We're going to get ramsacked.
Ramsacked?
Yeah. I mean, we had everything going for us, and they're just ruining it.
Like, you got Lindsey Graham up there on your screen right now.
Why does this guy have access to Fox like he's in the war room with Trump?
Yeah.
Why is he talking like that?
Yeah. Why does he have so much pull?
Why does Trump not talk down to him?
Well, have you seen the interviews where he says, I promise this country we'll do this? He talks like he's the president.
Yeah, and he lifts up Lindsey Graham, but he criticizes Joe Kent.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
It's backwards.
I mean, if anybody with an IQ higher than 6 knows, this doesn't sound right. Lindsey Graham? He said the other day, he said instead of saying Semites, he said Semonites. He's thinking about semen when he's talking.
But we know that's about all he thinks about that in nuclear war. Look, vampires drink blood. Lindsey Graham drinks semen. He's on a carnivore diet. Lindsey Graham is on you didn't know that? Lindsey Graham is on
all the way right there.
Yeah, look at that. In fact, he probably just took Trump in the Air Force One bathroom.
Yeah, Trump's got this look in his face, man. He sucked the soul out of me.
I'm sorry. It's a joke, folks. I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah, we joke. We're Republicans, right? We can make fun of our own.
Well, let me just say this. I'm going to come back and ask you guys, you know, they're saying anybody that's against this war is a neo-Nazi coup plotter. Did you guys know you're neo-Nazi coup plotters? Because you've been listening to some of the articles.
I just found out. A black man from the South is a neo-Nazi? If you believe that, man, you got to be a moron.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale. Today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at theauctionstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
Feels like I'm on production line. Dead.
my memory serves right, I believe 90,000 Marines invaded Iwo Jima, one of the islands they had to take before they got to Japan. And if memory serves, I think like 13, 15, 20,000, I'm going from memory, died. Let's ask Google AI. You just go to Google, and you can do it, ChatGPT or Grok or whatever. You just type in number of Marines that invaded and conquered Iwo Jima. All right, 70,000 to 74,000 U.S. Marines were involved in the invasion of Iwo Jima. I know there's a 90,000 number. Oh, there it is. In addition to the Marines, the total U.S. forces numbered around 110,000, including sailors and Army personnel. Yeah, I've read a different thing. I think it was 90,000 combat troops, 20,000 support. But the point is, I got it generally right. Duration of the battle, 36 days. Casualties, 26,000 to 27,000 Americans. 7,000 Marines. Okay. Again, the way you look at the numbers, they're broken down. Remember, didn't nail it. It's worse than I said. Sorry. People always accuse me of exaggerating. No, it's almost always worse. So see, you gotta test it. Opposing force, 21,000 Japanese. Dug in is the problem. Okay? So, and you can say, well, we got high-tech weapons. When you actually try to take land, though, boots on the ground, Pentagon estimates are hundreds of thousands of troops just to take it, tens of thousands of casualties. Unbelievable. So here's Lindsey Graham saying, hey, the Marines are on the way. And we took Iwo Jima. Yeah, with 110,000 troops, 76,000 Marines, 20-something thousand dead. And here's Lindsey, who was just a lawyer in the military. I bet he couldn't tie his shoes when he was in the Army. Okay, definitely can't find his ass with both hands. He still knows how to stick his tongue out of his mouth constantly. And so, you know, here is Mr. War Demon saying, hey, we took Iwo Jima. You know how many Marines are going? 2,000. They're sending a contingent of the airborne. It's like 5,000. So they're saying that 7, 8,000 U.S. troops, have you looked at the Strait of Hormuz? 2,000-foot cliffs all around it, thousands of square miles, mountains all above it, with the main military all dug in with all these islands and the main military base there all dug in. Unbelievable. So we're supposed to take on an army. Oh, the Iranians have a million-person regular army, about 2 million extra. The estimate is a couple hundred thousand there. So 7,000 U.S. troops are supposed to take on the worst terrain in the world, totally dug in against hundreds of thousands. Here's Lindsey, military expert Graham.
That went has been obliterated, and they're running out of money. So here's what I tell President Trump. Keep it up for a few more weeks. Take Karg Island, where all of the resources they have to produce oil. Control that island. Let this regime down a vine.
Is this going to, though, take Karg Island? Is it going to involve U.S. troops on the ground? Let me just read you something from The Atlantic. Does an assessment on that. They say U.S. troops may well take Karg Island. We believe their ability to do so, but only to endure ballistic missile strikes, drone attacks, petrochemical smoke, all without a reliable means of obtaining logistical support. The result could be a grinding war of attrition. They talk about how far away they would be from resupply.
I'm sort of tired of all this armchair quarterback, and this has been an amazing military operation. God bless the fallen.
But it's a difference when we talk about troops on the ground.
I trust the Marines, not that guy. Mm-hmm. I trust DOD. We got two Marine expeditionary units sailing to this island. We did Iwo Jima. We can do this. The Marines, my money is always on the Marines. I don't know if you take the island or you blockade the island, but I know this. The day we control that island, this regime, this terrorist regime, has been weakened. It will die on a vine. And here's what I want to do. I want to get with Chris. I want to sprint to peace. As the war winds down, I want peace to ramp up. The reason we don't have Saudi Arabia and Israel making peace is October the 7th, 2023, Iran through Hamas attacked Israel, stopping normalization. I want to take up and complete what Biden started.
So complete and total crap. The Iranians aren't going to give up when that happens. The strait will still be closed. And so they're saying, we'll cut off your money. They don't care. The Pentagon already gave an assessment that is accurate. Hodge Twins, what do you say?
Let me say this. When we invaded Iraq, you don't think Iran was watching? They knew this day was coming.
Right.
They've been preparing for this for decades.
Yeah, not to mention Iran, they have home field advantage. I mean, so far, this whole operation, this war, America and Israel is waging on Iran, they failed to understand that we do have a superior air force. They don't even have an air force. So everything thus far has just been missiles and bombs. But as soon as you send troops there, on land, on foot, the advantage goes to Iran.
Yeah.
Like you said, Alex, they got over 1 million soldiers. If they send 2,500 Marines and then 5,000 Army, I mean, that's a suicide mission. And not to mention, if they try to take back the Strait of Hormuz, it's just a grinder. It's almost eerie of that movie, what's that? The jet movie that just came out. I forget.
Top Gun.
When they flew in the jets in those canyons and in mountains, that's a lot like the Strait of Hormuz. So if the United States really honestly think they can go in and maneuver their way and take over that, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I think they could eventually do it, but at what cost?
Yeah.
How many American soldiers are going to die for Israel?
Yeah.
Well, you just nailed it. And that's what I want to say at the start of the segment. Thank you for reminding me. Lindsey Graham is actually smarter than he acts. He thinks we're dumb. It's called, and it goes back actually to Persia, is where they think chess was invented. But we know the first writings of it, because I looked this up years ago, is in Persian, and it's called a pawn sacrifice. Guys, look up pawn sacrifice in chess. Pull up that move. And that's where you draw people out the way you want, sacrificing a pawn or lesser piece. And listen, it's a cold-blooded thing about being a general. It's what they teach at West Point. You don't like it, but it's a decision you got to make. You'll send in 100 troops, 1,000, whatever it is, as an expeditionary group, because back then they didn't have drones and satellites, to draw at the enemy to get a look at their strength. And you'd have scouts behind that that would see what happened to the guys you sent on a suicide mission. So maybe you get 500 guys killed, but you win the war and save 100,000 or whatever. This is a pawn sacrifice. They are now, we'll get Americans involved once we trap 7,000 U.S. troops and Marines on a death trap island surrounded by mountains and passes in their most fortified area, and then everybody's going to go ape when that happens. So this is a false flag. So let's go back to pawn sacrifice for me real quick. All right? Let's pull up definition of pawn sacrifice real quick if we can. You just had it there on screen, but it's okay. A pawn sacrifice is in chess the intentional giving up of a pawn to gain a significant strategic or tactical advantage such as faster deployment, better peace activity, or an attack on the king. Now, let's be clear. It doesn't just get us drawn more in, they think, with the American psychology, because I think up front people are going to get pissed. Like if they blow up an aircraft carrier, actually the first response will, okay, now we want full war. Now later people will figure it out. But more importantly, we will find out where they're hidden bunkers where, you know, artillery pops up, missiles pop up. They're going to be watching all that when they're obliterating our troops. But do we really want them doing that when we were told this wasn't even a war or the war was over, Hodge Twins?
Right. Yeah, Trump said it's already won, but we don't know when we're leaving. And MAGA's still contemplating if it's a war or not. No, it's operation. We're in a 40-year war and Trump is trying to end it. It's just all BS. It's just this bait and switch that Trump has put over is the people that supported him, and then for them to just hop Just to follow along, it's just mind-boggling. It's kind of disappointing because I thought human right was way more objective than the left, and it seems like the right is just as bad as the left because a lot of objectivity on both sides are not there. You know what I'm saying?
The left and the right, it's two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Voters. Yeah. I'm actually really disappointed in the right.
Yeah.
Because when I criticize Trump on Facebook, I get attacked. I get called Democrats, Muslim sympathizers. It's like...
Mm.
It's really frustrating. Even when you point out that he's lying, they still don't want to say that, hey, I agree with you. No, it's just, it's almost like they're slaves to Trump. It's almost like, it's like cultish in a sense. And that's what destroyed the left. The Democrats, there's no objectivity.
Well, exactly. Because they don't want real constituents putting pressure on Trump to do the right thing. They want him isolated and then to cut off his real supporters. So that now the neocons, the globals have full control.
Right. So you think that's what's happened? They've circled Trump and he's not hearing the real message from his true supporters?
Oh, he's always had trouble with what they call bubble wrap. But back to the earlier question, it is ridiculous. I mean, they're literally calling not just Joe Kent, but I've seen articles attacking you, others, saying you are, quote, conducting a coup, a neo-Nazi coup against the Republican Party, when it's literally a foreign globalist Israeli coup. They're literally... So what is it like to learn that you're white supremacist conducting a coup?
I don't know to say I'm speechless.
I kind of like the white thing. I always wanted to be white. I mean, that was a joke.
But seriously here.
But like Laura Loomer, Larry Loomer, she tweeted out something that she has information on these anti-MAGA, these fake MAGA conservative talking heads online. Yeah. Yeah. And say she's giving it to the FBI, the CIA.
Yeah.
We need to go to jail.
Yeah, and for them to call us grifters, especially you, Alex, people calling you grifters, us grifters. Like, if I was a grifter, I wouldn't have anything critical to say.
I would just bravo at everything Trump does. That's a grifter.
Well, let's be 100% right. clear. I've never gotten money from Democrats or any NGO. All I get is lawsuits and attacks from them. And supporting Trump, all I've gotten is hell and... And I never was doing it for money, and I didn't have all the money they claimed I had, but I lost 98% of what I had. I'm happier than ever, quite frankly, because I didn't have much extra, but it's kind of good to downsize a little bit. And I wasn't living that large to begin with, but it's my integrity that matters. I never get up and say something off of, will this be popular or will this make me some money? I literally am always about what I think's right. That's just how my brain works.
Right.
And, you know, they've got studies out about lying. People that don't lie and train themselves not to, your brain doesn't even do the calculation to tell a lie anymore. You just spit out accurate info, which your subconscious and unconscious is hundreds of times more powerful. And now they found with Grok, the reason it is the best, gives the best answers, works the best, has the less hallucinations, like times four than even the next best one, is when you tell something to lie and you tell all these other AIs, show everybody's black, so George Washington's black, everybody, the thing starts hallucinating because lying's hard.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that simple. And I've literally trained myself because I've told lies. I mean, not about consequential things or really things on air. But, you know, in my life, I've, you know, hey, did you steal $20 out of my wallet? My dad say, oh, no, I didn't do that. I don't want to get my ass kicked. I just wanted to go buy some chewing tobacco. But the point is that I've just learned not to lie. And I got pulled over like 5 years ago. They go, have you been drinking? And I said, yeah, I had a bottle of sake about an hour ago. They said, get out. We're doing a sobriety. And I said, look, my Achilles is blown. It just blew all the way. I can't walk around and hop and do this. They said, all right, you're going to jail. They drive me right in, test me. It's below the number. And the publicity was great. And the thing got dropped. And the cops were like, later I saw them because they're like, wow, we're surprised. Those people lied. You know, we'd have let you go. You said you hadn't. We had to do that. Why didn't you just tell us you hadn't been drinking? And I said, because I've gotten to this point where it was like I was paying a sacrifice to not even tell that lie. You know, so your wife says, does this look good? Nope. You know, I mean, I've just gotten to the point where it is so good because my brain does not even do calculations now about what do I want. It's what does my brain know is accurate. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah, you have a conscience. Yeah, like when Trump was lying about that school, I could see right through him he was lying. It was like, why would you lie about something? Like, I understand in war, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
It's best to be honest about it. Mm-hmm. Take ownership. Take accountability. Why are you lying about it? The truth is going to eventually come out.
Hey, Alex, I got a quick question for you. What do you think Trump meant when he said, when oil prices start going up, when he said, we're going to make a lot of money?
Well, that's another thing is, doesn't Trump know that oil, he said this many times, energy is the base of any good economy and is what determines inflation more than anything. So he's like, oh, the U.S. has the biggest production. We'll make a lot of money. Yeah, but it doesn't really filter out like that, so it's going to kill your recovery. So what he does now is anything one-dimensionally he thinks is good news, he'll spin any bad fact. And he's just gotten to the point where, because I got to tell you, in the past, I know the facts. I know the issues. And Trump was one of the most truthful people I ever saw when it came to everything.
Right.
And now, I mean, you see him 4 or 5 times the same day, changes the story. I mean, here's the deal. He's 79. Well, I'll tell you what's going on in a minute, but I think you know. I mean, his brain's going. And I don't mean he's got dementia. And I don't mean, listen, I'm 52. And,
right.
And if I end up working till like 8 or 9 at night, I turn into a complete idiot. Even if I'm not drinking, and I've cut back and sometimes gone 6 months on drinking, but I can literally, if I'm exhausted and have like 4 drinks, I'm drunk. Whereas I'm at the beach and not tired, I can drink, you know, 7 drinks, I don't even feel it. But now I'll sit there when I haven't even been drinking for 2 weeks and it's 8 o'clock at night and I get home and I worked all that time. I sit down for a minute and wake up face down at 2 a.m., didn't have a drink. I just passed out. Trump is a total workaholic. He sleeps 2 or 3 hours a night. You see him slurring his words now a lot and stuff. A 50-year-old couldn't do that. And so what made him so strong, the workaholic, Scottish German blood or whatever, is now what's going to bring him down because he is exhausted.
Yeah, he does have a motor on him. Yeah, he came out here at Vegas, did a rally before he won his election. It was 125 degrees here in Vegas.
Yeah.
He was on stage. He did a meet and greet before us when I first met him. He went on stage in a blue suit and in his red MAGA hat. It's 130 degrees. He's on stage for so long. People in the audience said, man, this dude needs to shut up or he's going to kill everybody. My phone got so hot.
Right.
While watching him, my phone turned off and he kept talking. So I do understand what you could. He is a workaholic.
Yeah.
And that might be what's going on with him. He's working so hard and it's.
No, it is. I'll say it officially. It's not, 25th Amendment thing because he's not, except it is. Here's what Trump is. Trump has Asperger's. I've talked to people that have assessed it. He has Asperger's, which is a lot of, and he's highly functioning. The things he knows he's obsessed with. And so he thinks he's doing well. But man, 79, right. three presidential runs, like you said, I tell people, like, he'll be in like Alabama, 107, Vegas, 125. And like,
right.
When I was like 20, I was in great shape, could do 100 pull-ups at once. Mm. The whole gym would be clapping. I'd go to a UT football game, the first game of the year, and it'd be like 105. And I one time literally started to pass out and had to leave. In my prime, I couldn't sit out there for 2-3 hours in 107.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. He's crazy. And so at the end of the day, that's what we have here is, and you can see him physically. He ain't looking good. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not giving him an excuse. I'm just telling you what I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think you're right. Cause, me and my brother, we tour a lot. Well, we used to tour a lot and the physical, capacity you got to have and mental, not only physical, but mentally, going from city to city on a tour doing comedy to see what Trump is doing, I know how hard that is.
Yeah.
So that might be the issue that he's having. But
your previous guest, known him 20 years, she doesn't recognize him.
Right. We don't recognize him. It's like something's going on, and I can't – and that might be the issue. Maybe he's working too hard.
No, I think
he don't have the right people around him.
I think it's a combination. I think he's compromised.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah. He doesn't, it just seems like he doesn't really care about Americans anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about the things he ran on.
Yeah. The only people that benefit, from this war is Israel. We don't have nothing to gain because if Israel takes over Iran and just imagine what that's going to look like with over 90 million people. But if Israel gets a hold of Iran and makes that part of the Better Israel project, just imagine the power Israel is going to have with all that oil in the Middle East.
Yeah, but that's impossible. I mean, we was in Afghanistan for, what, 2 decades?
Yeah.
As soon as we left, it was like we were never there. How are you going to pull this off in Iran?
Remember 25 days ago, I came out and I saw you guys and said it's not going to work. And it's not like we're geniuses. We can read the military assessments. They're almost always accurate. And they told him, don't do this. Now, he had the head of CENTCOM and other saying, go ahead and do it. But that's already failed. So there's no reason to even argue this. And that's why Iran, remember 2 weeks ago, Trump says, okay, here's a peace deal. They said no negotiations. And then he goes, I'm going to obliterate you, unconditional surrender, to make it look like he was being tough. Now he sends them a new plan. Okay, 30-day ceasefire, all this stuff. And Iran said, are you joking? No, we're not stopping.
Yeah, these are different breed of people. There's not transgenders walking around in that society. This is a society full of real men.
Yeah.
These are men. That society is a theocracy. They're very close to how the Old Testament, how they lived back then. Yeah. This is not like an American, a bunch of transgenders they hit in the army.
And all the women are becoming OnlyFans models. It's like, let me ask you this, Alex. Fox News, they always, try to implicate that Muslims are our enemy, that the Nation of Islam is a threat to the United States. I don't actually believe that. I don't think none of that is true.
You want to say something?
No.
Yeah, that's what's being fed to us. I mean, why do Iran, people of Islam, of that faith, Muslims, why are they our enemy? It's only because of our relationship with Israel. If it wasn't for Israel, we'll have an entire different relationship with
the Muslims. Yeah, I want to say this. Like when Trump and like the boomers on the right, his supporters on the right, do you think we can just go on there and destroy the army and that's how you're going to win the war? That's not the same war that Iran is fighting. They want to destroy the economy.
Yeah. World economy.
The world economy. And they don't have to win. They don't have to win the war. They just have to destroy our economy. Yeah. And they win.
And they keep saying they have a regime change there. Regime change means absolutely nothing because their culture will live on regardless of who's in power there.
Yeah. Well, that's in the assessment. But you guys raised something. We got a whole other hour coming up here in a moment. We'll break. You guys... aren't really taking breaks, so you're welcome just to go live on your stream during there. We were having some fun during the last break because I thought we were simulcasting and you guys were live during the breaks. I've actually studied the sociology, the anthropology, the archaeology, the history of all of this and the different factions, and you could teach a triple PhD in it. And I'm not saying I have that, but it would take a triple PhD to understand it all and the history of it. But Islam was very barbarous and a real death cult set up by Muhammad. And then it got stopped by the Crusades and pushed back. The Crusades were a response to 700 years of attacks. That was long before Israel was around, you know, modern Israel. Israel had been around since 70 AD. That's when Titus, the Roman general, sacked and destroyed Jerusalem and tore down the temple, the second temple they want to rebuild. The first one was, of course, Solomon. The second one got destroyed in 70 AD by Titus, the order of Emperor Pompeo. They want to rebuild the third temple where the Dome of the Rock is right now. So this is all so well documented in history. It is a huge subject, but just the Crusades were a response to 700 years of war. They almost took Poland. They took much of the, you know, the Serbia and all that. They kidnapped at least 5 million mainly women out of Spain. You know, they took 90% of Spain for 500, 600 years. Only the Moors survived up in the north of the mountains. And they're actually basically Neanderthals, weren't the only group in the world, but long, long story. So you have that going on. And so in the modern parlance, yes, what stirred up the Muslims and helped fund their more, I don't call them radical because really they're Orthodox Muslims. There was a major reform after the Crusades of the Muslims. A lot of their expansion slowed. And then even up until the 70s and 80s, it was rock and roll, Playboy magazine, most of the places. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but you know what I mean? It was reformed in most areas and it was integrating and it kind of had a reformation. But the CIA with British intelligence, even before that, started funding all the Muslims and the most radical groups. Starting the British about 120 years ago, but the U.S. after World War II. And so, it's beyond, you know, if it wasn't for Israel, if it wasn't for British intelligence and the U.S. and then the Israelis picking up on it, creating, you know, Israel created Hamas. You guys know that, right?
Right.
Yeah, and then, you know, Jimmy Carter, Al Qaeda, all that. And then Reagan, Mujahideen. So it's all declassified. And so the problem is the people driving Islam were put in by the globalists to now create this clash. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the Hodge twins. They want me to keep going. I'll explain it because it's all on record. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexandroStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Before we join some stages of Sixth Avenue, and I'll finish up with my brief history lesson. I have some interesting clips. I just so happen to have a stack today. We've got former top counterterrorism official John Loftus, and military expert, on how the CIA is really run by the British intelligence, then the Nazis took it over in World War II, and then by British intelligence in the U.S., and now by Israel. Of course, he was like number two in counterterrorism, John Loftus. I want to kind of explain that to people that it's pretty sophisticated. But let me ask you guys this question. It's paradoxical. Again, I'm really upset with Trump. I'm trying to get him back on course. More and more I don't think it's going to happen. Israel's literally trying a domestic takeover, not just foreign stuff. They admit they are making incredibly dangerous, you know, statements of threatening people, saying we're Nazis and all this. What do we do about the Democrats, though? Like, what's going to happen if they win the midterms, or they get back in the White House in 2.5 years?
I'm afraid that this war is going to go so bad, we're going to lose the midterms, but we're going to lose it so bad that we're going to lose the House and the Senate. And if that happens, if Democrats have the votes, not only will they impeach him, they will remove him from office.
Yeah.
And if they have that amount of power, what will they then do?
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of caught at a rock and a hard place, because who's going to believe us that the left is crazy when you got Trump casting this war over Iran and we losing, hopefully I'm wrong, thousands of American lives. I mean, what power will we have? I mean, the GOP is just ruining everything that we put on we gave them pretty much a silver spoon for them just to take over, and for the next decade or two, just to, for this country to start leaning more moderate
and right,
at the very least more moderate, not if not more Republican conservative. But now they painting this bad reputation over Republicans like we warmongers, we killing United States citizens in the streets with ICE. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, we can stay positive.
Yeah.
The best job we can. Hopefully Trump can turn this thing around. Hopefully, because he has, 3 years left?
Yeah, I don't know how he turns it around. This Iran war, yeah. How do you fix this?
Yeah.
It's not an easy fix.
Yeah.
You've been there, what, a month?
I predicted this. I'm not trying to brag. I mean, we already had the military assessments. Plus, I studied it. I agree with the assessment. That we've always done one of the main crisis points for America and the world be this. That 90%+ chance it would be regime change. 100% they block the strait. We can't stop them. Then we got to send in ground troops. They're belligerent. The head of their military says, please, we're waiting for this trap. This is insane. It's like sticking your hand in a lion's cage, you know, punching it in the face, or climbing in with a gorilla or something. What do you think is going to happen here? So, and then I was against it. Even if I don't like the mullahs, it's a terrible idea. And now it's just off the races.
Afghanistan is a perfect example. Yeah. What did we accomplish there? Nothing. We were there 2 decades. You think you're going to just wrap this up in Iran in a couple of months?
Yeah, and the longer this goes on, the entire economy of the entire world is going to tank. And that's just more ammunition for the Democrats to say, look at Trump's economy. Look at the gas prices. I mean, in California, there's gas prices around $8 a gallon. Here in Nevada, gas is approaching $6 a gallon. I mean, what power will we have if Trump keeps pushing this war? And I don't know, man.
And Fox News and everybody, they all spend the same talking point. You know, short-term pain for long-term gain. No, it builds into the inflation. That about raising interest rates, that kills the whole plan, which would the bankers want. The bankers don't want Trump's recovery. So they got him to do this knowing it'll kill his economic recovery.
Right. You're exactly right.
I don't know how he turns this around.
Yeah.
Maybe he looks us like three idiots. We take over the Strait of Hormuz. If thing goes successful, there's minimal losses with our military, and he makes us like idiots. But I don't see that happening because Iran is like twice the military that
you just read my mind. I was about to say, I hope he succeeds. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Let's come back to that.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. Informative and very popular Hodge Twins are simulcasting with us today. And again, for their viewers wondering what's going on, I'm on hundreds of radio stations. For the younger folks, that's called network radio and TV. Most networks on TV, you know, 15, 20 minutes ads now. We only have about 7 or 8. And so many times when we go to break, people go, well, they went to break because there was a key thing being said there. No, those breaks are hard programmed in. Just want to be clear with everybody there. And that's why the regular listeners know that and laugh about it. But for younger folks, they just don't. seem to understand it. But a lot of the radio stations don't carry the first six, but I don't want to just fill that with ads, so we cover it on the internet. But some stations carried it. But I literally, this happened 3 or 4 times with you guys today. And, cause you are twins, always get confused who's who, so I apologize. But the brother on the right was sitting there. He was saying, you guys would like wear name tags, seriously. But,
got tired of that in third grade.
No. So, but I'm serious. I was about to say, I don't want Trump to fail. I need him to succeed. I'm so sad about this. I hope I'm proven wrong, even though we've been proven right. And this turns around. We're not happy about this, but we're moral. We stand on things. We can't just have him run on something and do something and know it will be a disaster. And then it is a disaster. And then we're now Nazis and we're evil and all this. And you literally started, you got cut off by the break. Literally word for word what I was about to say you started. So go back and repeat the start of what you were saying.
I hope he's gonna, I hope he's right. I hope we're the idiots.
Yeah.
I will want nothing more than to see us be victorious. Everything work out.
Right.
Peace in the Middle East. Everything's great here.
Yeah.
The golden age that Trump talked about he was going to usher in.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case. But he's not giving him much confidence when he start calling us neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
Fake MAGA. It's just, there's no need for that. Just got criticism.
Yeah. You're using the same tactics as the left.
Yeah. I'm a black guy. I'm supposed to be a Democrat. That's the way I'm supposed to think. I don't think that way.
Yeah.
I think for myself. I think as Keith Hodge. I don't think as a black guy. I don't think as a Republican. I face every situation objectively. Yeah. I'm not going to grovel for Trump.
Yeah.
Every little thing he does. I'm not going to do that because that's not the man I voted for.
Yeah. And I'm not a sycophant for the right. I mean, I voted for the right. I'm a Republican, but I'm not just going to agree with everything you do.
Well, because the policies aren't truly populist or conservative or constitutional. We're not the ones that got off the reservation. They are.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, yes, I didn't actually leave the Democrat Party. They left me. I used to vote Democrat. I voted for Gore, Kerry. I know, dumb Negro, but I voted for these people. Right? But they went so far left.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm Christian. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-gun.
Yeah.
I'm a Republican now.
Yeah. Now when you just got just a sliver of criticism for Trump, all of a sudden a lot of the people that support you, they try to call you fake MAGA. You're never Trump or you're a neo-Nazi.
Yeah. We had criticism for Trump and we lost 15,000 followers on Facebook that day alone.
Lost 100,000 over all our social media, over 100,000 followers
when we start criticizing him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I'm like stuck. I'm like, I don't want to come in and just lie to make money and to grift.
Yeah.
That's not why I started my political, our political channels. I want to change the direction of this country.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's actually not about the followers.
Yeah.
It's about getting to what's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's best for this country.
No, yeah. I agree. Let me throw something in at people. I've been doing this 32 years. And I didn't, nobody was really doing it like this. I came along around the internet kind of exploded. I was self-trained. I just thought things were interesting. I wanted to tell people. So I never had some formula, never had, when they sued me, they're like, where's the formula? Who tells you what to say? Where's the strategy stuff? I have interesting people on to cover news. But I never sat there and whatever I like or whatever I use, I get as a sponsor. So I know it's great. I mean, it's just totally normal. But now that I watch how the left operates formulaically with lies, and then I see a lot of, obviously neocons are kind of the same establishment component, I see them using it on us, and it doesn't piss me off, it makes me sad because the neocons have been relegated now, and then somehow they've slipped back in because they've got Trump under their control, and absolutely folks, I had the Democrats offer me $50 million a year to join them right before they sued me. People say, well, tell us, but it was off-record meetings, and that's not illegal, so I don't have off-record meetings, and they're not, you know, you didn't violate that. But they tried to buy me. And they said, listen, you're going to get sued and destroyed by groups. You got this one chance to come do this and work for us. And I said, no. Wow. I said, you made a big mistake. And so my point is, I've been there at the top. I've seen it. I know what it is. And but here's the deal. I never even thought about selling out. Don't even know how to sell out. But if you sold out the establishment 50 years ago, 20 years ago, you made money, you got power, it hurt civil society, it hurt civilization, things got worse, but you were going to be okay. Now, I've made the point for years, and a lot of the elite listen to this and actually flip sides just out of survival mode. You keep the globalist model. You think you're going to make everybody poor and kill most people and have a great reset? The people are going to rise up and destroy you because we're going to expose globalism as the author of it so you can't pose as a savior. We were successful, all of us together, but this operation, at the center of it, just on record, that's why I'm under attack. If we expose the left of the globalists and they're bad, they then can't pose as saviors when they create crises for depopulation and control, which is their main plan. Now they're in checkmate on that. And then Trump was doing all this good stuff, creating a new order just out of ideas. Then they went, screw that, let's just go with power and take over the globalist system. So now he's creating the new world order. They're even saying that, and it's absolutely insane. So my message to people that want to ride the fence or join the establishment, it's a suicide mission. At this point, even evil people should be going for good because you're going to be destroyed by it. But evil can't help it. It's their nature. So I want you to speak to that idea of what I'm saying is now there is no one that can look at what's coming next should not be promoting freedom and justice and prosperity and transparency because that's the only way out of this.
Yeah. When you look at Fox News, you see that poll about MAGA 100% agreeing with Operation Stupid or Operation Forget About Epstein. You've seen Lindsey Graham at that rally getting booed. I mean, everybody knows these polls are fake. I've sit down and talked to other Republicans and talked to people that's in the conservative movement. And just the other day at my brother's church, a guy came up to him, do not slow down. Keep pushing on this war. We did not vote for this. Everybody I talked to that voted for Trump is upset with them. So when he ran that poll on CNN that 100% of MAGA supports this war, I was like, it's just a blatant lie in front of everybody.
Yeah, and why would CNN of all networks put up that poll? How much pull does Trump have with these news networks? I used to think that was all lies.
Yeah.
No. He didn't have pull before. He didn't know about the Smith-Mundt Act and its repeal. He didn't know about not just Operation Mockingbird, but the actual national security stabilization acts and things. That's how Obama kept control of the media. Even when Trump was in, he didn't know. And by the way, I don't think it's good for Trump to run the media. But when he's like, I'll just take the license of, you know, ABC or whatever as a late night comic, people go, that's crazy. That's tyranny. Well, yeah, they can actually do it. And he's been removing executives, blocking mergers. So they are now censoring people booing Trump at the World Cup or whatever. And so it is happening. So the point is Trump had this time the advisors came and said, actually, sir, here's the keys of control. You see. No, he never controlled the media before. It was the opposite. Now he's starting to actually get control of it. You see. But what he doesn't get is it's a dead horse. Almost no one watches it or believes it. But then you see Caroline Leavitt saying X is not the real world. Nothing real happens there. You mean video of an earthquake or videos of a missile hitting Israel or video of Trump talking? It's some of it's real. Most of it's real. Some of it's crap, but it's actually the free openest channels there are in Rumble. And so the idea that, oh, it's just all fake. Oh, we don't care what's happening there. X and Rumble and all that stuff. YouTube has more video views than everything else in the world combined. So don't sit there and tell me, oh, it's not real. All it is more people with more cameras showing more stuff they don't control.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he ran on draining the swamp. It feels like he's the king of the swamp now. I may be totally wrong in saying that, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've heard of the swamp. It just felt like total betrayal. Said it's the swamp king.
Yeah. And then you got, Don Bongoyo. He goes on with the FBI, and then he says the thing dearest and closest to his heart is Israel. Same thing for Ted Cruz. It's like, we're occupied. It's like, and then people try to defend that we're not occupied by this foreign agent, and they always say how Russia meddles in our elections and this and, well, what are you talking about? We are occupied by Israel. They run all our foreign policy.
Yeah, you don't get totally. You don't win elections in the Senate or Congress without AIPAC support. I mean, it's very difficult to do. I think a majority of people that's in office right now, besides the Robert Massey, everyone else is taking money from AIPAC. Without that AIPAC money, you can't really win an election. And for us to be that close with a foreign nation is just a conflict of interest. And for them to keep
telling us that they're our greatest ally. At this point, I think they're our biggest liability, because being in bed with Israel and going to funding these foreign wars is just increasing our national deficit at a rate that, you know, we're never going to pay off. We're going to be bankrupt.
Man, whenever I had friends that got in a lot of fights and a lot of trouble,
yeah,
and they brought that trouble my way, I would cut them off.
Yeah.
Seriously. But Israel's brought us into all these wars.
Yeah.
They brought us into Iran.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they keep pushing this, they're our biggest ally. It's, yeah. And it's just political spin, because yeah. they own this country.
Yeah.
They own Trump. They're yeah. running Trump.
Yeah.
BB went to the White House, I don't know how many times. I mean, what's up with these fake videos? Is this guy dead or alive?
Yeah, a lot of AI videos.
These AI videos is coming out. Like, I seen his ring, like, virtually disappear.
Right.
And then he had that cup of coffee, and it's like, it's about to spill the whole time, but it never spills. He drinks from it, and it stays the exact same way. Why are they putting these videos out?
Yeah, and for Fox News to keep pushing this idea, I mean, I know radical Islam can be an issue.
Yes.
I mean, radical Christianity can be an issue, but I got Muslim friends, and I think we have a lot of things in common with them. Like, they have a lot of high regard for Jesus and the Virgin Mary. We have things in common with these people. It's like, we have nothing in common with
Jews. Well, you raised this earlier, and I didn't get to it all. So later on X and Rumble, we'll take the end of the last hour and sandwich this piece in for people so they get what I was going to say. You have to understand, you read the Quran, it's all about how he came in and took over Medina and then Mecca, and how to act like you're a friend, say you're a friend, and once you get to a certain number, start stabbing and killing people till you push people out, till you get control of the area. And 100 years after he died, he controlled, you know, hundreds of thousands of square miles, millions of square miles. And then you know about the Crusades, response to 700 years of Islamic invasion. So people want to make it you're with Israel or you're with the Muslims. Israel founded Hamas because they were radical to destabilize, so they wouldn't get a good government in the West Bank with the Palestinian Authority, so they would have an excuse to keep blowing them up. That means they ran Hamas, but they founded it. They stood down on October 7th. Here is John Loftus, is an American author, former high-level U.S. government prosecutor, former Army intelligence officer. I've interviewed him many years ago. Here he is. He was like number two in counterterrorism under multiple administrations. Here he is explaining that the Muslim Brotherhood and all of it is run by the CIA, and that Obama funded the Arab Spring. So the globalists are up above all of that, and they're creating this clash. And they run Al-Qaeda, they run ISIS, they run Boko Haram, and then, because they don't want the Muslims having reform groups like the UAE, they want it to be the super hardcore crazies to keep them under control, but also use them as a threat. And then we've had the UAE and others warn us, hey, you better not take in these Muslims you're taking, and we've seen who they are. They're the most radical worst, and they're allied with the left. So just because we're mad at Israel, what do we do now about the Democrats and Soros funding the Islamicists who vote 99% Democrats? See, so there's a sophistication here. So this is a short clip. It's actually 10 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing. This is former deputy head of counterterrorism, John Loftus. Here it is.
My name is John Loftus. I was an Army officer, a federal prosecutor at the headquarters of the Justice Department in Washington. And then I worked for the Office of Special Investigations, which was the Nazi War Crimes Unit that was set up during the Carter and Reagan administrations. And unfortunately, I discovered that many of the Nazis I'd been assigned to prosecute were already on the government payroll. So I ended up being a whistleblower. And in 1982, I appeared on an Emmy Award-winning segment of 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace got the Emmy Award. My family got the death threats. It was a great trade-off. And after that, I went to private practice in law in Boston and set up my own law firm for a while. But over the years, I've become a private lawyer for whistleblowers. And I charge my clients a dollar apiece. I'm the worst-paid lawyer in America, but among the better informed. In order to be a client, you have to have a security clearance above top secret. I had a Q clearance for nuclear weapons secrets, an SI clearance, which is the wiretapping NSA clearance, and a cosmic clearance for everything in NATO that was top secret and above. So I could read the British intelligence files and the Dutch intelligence files, as well as the American files. And so I was the first person in a half a century that was able to go through
the classified vaults where all these old intelligence files are stored. And they're stored out in Suitland, Maryland, an interesting place. There are 20 security vaults underground, like bank vaults. And each vault is 1 acre in size. It's a little bit of, remember the last scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark? Well, that's what the underground vaults are like, only not as organized. But I was looking for something unique, not just for files about Nazi war criminals, but evidence that might suggest that the hunt for Nazi war criminals had been obstructed. Evidence that the trials had been fixed. My first boss was a prosecutor of the Nuremberg trials, the banker's trial. And he was the one who told me that he thought the trials had been fixed, that resources were taken away from him and the other people.
All right, let's stop right here. I sent the crew today 160-something clips, and I sent them a different Loftus clip. I have a clip here that we'll add in post for X and Rumble, where the Dulles family deep state department, I think it's later in the clip, but it was a shorter version, and CIA created, he's giving you background here, so it's fascinating, I've seen the full clip, the House of Saud, which was it was OSS before that, and the MI5 took over control of the post-World War II Muslim Brotherhood Nazis, which created groups like Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Syrian Kurdish rebels, Mujahideen, KLA, ISIS, ISIS, Al-Nusra, Hezbollah, Hamas, etc. These are the CIA independent rebels for chaos, and he goes through it all. And he goes into the name of the operations that do it, the secret war against the Jews. Okay, and he's explaining, though, that he gets later into it. Now, you've got Israel, Netanyahu, who is part of that now. So now let's understand why Israel created Hamas. But let's play this clip. This was backup under a clip from me 16 years ago or 15 years ago that Mike Benz posted last week, got a few million views. And this is where I describe U.S. aid funding Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Boko Haram. And this is a 15-year-old clip. And then right here you have last week in the Oversight Committee saying the exact same thing. It's a short clip, but here is Congress talking about this last week. Here it is.
Who gets some of that money? Does that name ring a bell to anybody in the room? Because your money, $697 million annually, plus the shipments of cash funds madrasas, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, ISIS Khorasan, terrorist training camps. That's what it's funding. If you think that the program under Operation Enduring Sentinel entitled Women's Scholarship Endowment, which receives $60 million annually, or the Young Women Lead, which gets about $5 million annually, is going to women who, by the way, if you read the Inspector General's report, is telling you that the Taliban does not allow women to speak in public. Yet somehow you're believing, and American people are supposed to believe, that this money is going for the betterment of the women in Afghanistan. It is not. You are funding terrorism, and it's coming through USAID. And it's not just Afghanistan. Because Pakistan's right next door. USAID spent $840 million in the last 20 years on Pakistan's education-related program. It includes $136 million to build 120 schools, of which there is zero evidence that any of them were built. Why would there be any evidence? The inspector general can't get in to see them. But you know what? We doubled down and spent $20 million from USAID to create educational television programs for children unable to attend the physical school. Yeah, they can't attend it because it doesn't exist. You paid for it. Somebody else got the money. You are paying for terrorism.
The point is, this has got to end. And I'll send the Iceman's a full clip. There's a bunch of them. But it is on record that British intelligence, then the U.S., and then Israel is involved and kind of runs it, literally runs all of the Orthodox Muslims groups. Does that make sense now?
Yeah. Mossad. It all leads back to Israel. It's like, Iraq or Islam, it's a definite threat. No, I'm not denying that. But I just, from an elementary standpoint, Muslims, they hold Jesus in high regard. There's a whole chapter section on, his mother Mary, right? You go to the Talmud and the Jews, they hate Jesus. So why is it that we're so, I think it was George Washington. He said our foreign policy, we should, not have direct allies. We should have allies
we should have the same respect for all countries. When you pick one country over another country, you're going to create these hot points with these other countries because you're playing favorites. I think our foreign policy should be that we work with each and every country equally for the best of the world, not one particular country.
Yeah.
And that's why we're in the situation we are now, because we're playing favorites.
Yeah, and that's why we got
people. Well, there's no doubt you're right about that. Let's finish your thought on that. We're back in a few minutes. The Hodge Twins, stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I've got it for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
I close my eyes and I wonder why I don't despise.
By the way, listeners, we have a special that ends Friday. Limited edition InfoWars shirt. When you subscribe to any monthly product, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, a proprietary product we have, the Irish sea moss, the T3 true atomic iodine that nobody else has. If you like X2, this is even better. You subscribe, you get 50% off, and it locks in the future, and you can cancel for free anytime in your profile, one click. So right now until Friday, the InfoWar lives forever, limited edition shirt. Speaking of Iwo Jima, it's the American flag getting raised with InfoWars, where the stars are. Really powerful. Great job from our sponsor at Bigly. Get that absolutely free with any order when you subscribe. And you get the best deals when you subscribe. Also, if you're going to buy any product, you're going to be VIP, $30 a month. You get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. I want to thank you all. Get canceled for free anytime. Because each month, whenever you sign up, a month later, $30 bloop, charges you unless you cancel. You get $40 credit. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Speaking of you guys, we've been on for an hour and a half. You also work with Bigly. Amazing guys before I worked with them. Work with Steven Crowder, some of the great people. Tell us about your shows, your websites, some of the best apparel, just everything Hodge Twins.
Yeah, the reason why we started to get truck giveaways about 3 years ago, we've given away over $2 million in cash prizes, trucks and cash. And the reason why we started doing that is because we want to support the people that supported us. So, I mean, I wish I could give a truck to everybody that watches it, but yeah, unfortunately we can't. So that's how we give back to the people that support us. Whenever you buy at officialhodgetwins.com, every time you order something, you enter to win our giveaways, our trucks, our cash money.
Yeah. And it's like we used to pay for ads on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I paying for ads on Facebook to push our merchandise, to push our message when they're censoring us anyway?
Yeah.
So we just incentivize the people who support us the most and give back to them. That's the whole point. Reason why we give away trucks.
Yeah, and I think a lot of billionaires can learn from us. I mean, I don't have nowhere near the money some of these billionaires have, but, you know, if I can give back to the people that support us or these billionaires just pretty much sucking all the money by the company and just leaving the bank, they could be doing so much good with that money, and that's what motivates us to give back to the people that support us.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, it's real simple. None of us that tell the truth, and none of us agree 100%, but we have integrity. It's not that it's not some sheet of music we read. We're seeing it. The Bible says you look through a rose color darkly. Our own humanity distorts some of it, but you got to go with who's been the most accurate over time. And I have integrity. You guys have integrity. And we're just telling the truth. And those are the voices that need funding. But voices that tell the truth, they come out to your sponsors, your bank accounts, everything. That's why going back like 15, 16 years ago, I had sponsors. They were great. They would get harassed. They get bomb threaded, everything. And I just said, you know what? We're just going to sell our own. You know, I already made films and had t-shirts, but I said, you know what? I'm going to go hire supplement experts. I'm going to put on myself. Cause that's why, you know, they can't, you know, shut me down unless, you know, they kill me. And then obviously I'm incentivized to want to sell somebody something that really works. They're going to love. So our supplements are the best. We have the widest selection of t-shirts. Some of the best designs. Right. You guys have some of the best as well. Just, you know, same folks come up with them. But that's what it's about. And you're literally, you know, funding people to tell the truth. People can say, well, what is Bigly doing? They got Crowder. It's over here. Does a great job as a journalist. A little more, you know, I wouldn't even say middle of the road right wing. Just, you know, his own thing. But that's what he believes. I agree about 95% of it. You guys, 95% or so, I'd say. Sometimes I hear what I said. Mm-hmm. I disagree when I think about it later. The point is, though, we have integrity. And we're not being controlled. We didn't talk before you came on. We just invited you on. I've been trying to get on for a month. We don't sit here and like, but the left, you know, talk about the left. When I used to go on CNN and all these things, until I refused to go on there anymore before I got banned because it's just pointless. They want to talk to you for off and on for days. And what are you going to say? And what are you going to do? Even if it's taped. And if it's taped, they edit it and all this stuff. There's no time for it because they're puppets. With us, folks, we do the research. We do the best we can. And we fly by the seat of our pants. That's what you want. No filter. But it's your support that keeps us on air. What's your best-selling T-shirt? I hear it's that Patriot shirt.
The Crisis King. The Crisis King. Who knew that would be anti-Semitic?
By the way, your designs are some of them even better than mine. We have a wider selection, but same. Who designed those? Because I was telling Bigly 6 months ago, I go, you know, the Hodge Twins got some better shirts than me. What the hell's going on here?
DEI. He's giving us better stuff.
Oh, you guys didn't come up with that?
No, we didn't. There's some white guys you working with.
Yeah.
We're so busy. You know how it is, Alex, when you're running your own show and you're looking for content to discuss. You don't have time to.
Well, just give me permission to copy that cross one. I like that.
Hey, yeah. We need more of this. Ted Cruz needs this.
No, I literally told him 6 months ago, I said, I like that Patriot shirt. They go, how'd you know it's a bestseller in Christ? I said, well, get their permission because I want that. And they didn't do it. I'm getting mad at Bigley right now, damn it.
Yeah, they didn't.
Who bought them TVs, bitch? Tell me that. Anyway.
Yeah, those guys are great. Yeah, they're great. We've been working with them almost 3 years now. The best business decision I ever made. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, that's a whole other story I'm going to get to soon. They're trying to shut us down right now. It'll be Bigley that owns the Alex Jones Network because I can't own anything anymore with all these fake judgments. So that's fine. I'm like, hey, I'll work here. Piss up a rope, bitch. So, you know, they are so pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so un-American for people to attack you the way the lawsuit's going.
That's a 10-hour story. So, I mean, it got declassified. The CIA ran it with the FBI. They had all the proof. They admitted it all. And then Todd Blanche killed the criminal investigation. We had them. Whistleblowers, everything. But we're civilly suing them now. We have all the stuff. And so that's why they don't hear from them. That's why they keep their mouth shut now. But no, it was all run by the Democratic Party. Michael Bloomberg funded it all. Obama directed it with Hillary. Yeah.
His last name was Bloomberg, huh?
Big
shocker there.
I just think.
That's treason, man. Have government officials attacking, you know, independent media. And nobody goes to jail. And that's what Trump ran on. And I haven't seen any of that. Has Trump defended you in any of that?
You know why Trump calls Bloomberg little shoes?
Little shoes? Called little shoes. He must have little hands, just like Trump does.
Hey, guys, pull this up. Pull up Trump calls Bloomberg little shoes. So I talked to three different people. So he can't single him out because he's had hundreds of security people over the years. But I first heard this about 15 years ago before Trump said little shoes. It was whenever he was running for president. It was 10, 12 years ago. And then I heard about it from another security guy, than another one. Michael Bloomberg, I feel sorry for him. He is like 4 feet tall. He has little deformed feet that curl under. No, I'm serious. And they're about baby feet. So
baby feet. He probably look like pig's feet.
Yeah. And the thing is, he already has little shoes, but he stuffs his shoes full of newspapers and he sticks his feet in those. And that's why Trump calls him little shoes. And I'm not trying to be mean to him. He's deformed, but he is pissed off, man.
Yeah. I would be too if I had a couple of pickled pig's feet. I'm stuffing my shoes with paper, and Trump's making fun of me. You ever tried pickles pig feet? It's the nastiest black thing you would ever want to do, but it tastes good. You can have them Bloomberg feet. Eat you some Bloomberg feet. Yeah, so Trump's way back then, he's always he come up with nicknames for people, huh?
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of that, people up north think that chicken fried steak and fried chicken is a black thing or collard greens. They don't know. That now it kind of went out with my dad's parents. They always had the big old glass jar of pickled pig feet.
Yeah,
we had a few photos of me like 3 years old with a big old pig trotter. That tastes good.
Yeah,
pretty gross.
Man, did you eat chitlins?
My dad would, yes. Well, back then they ate everything, and so his black nanny would cook chitlins and they'd eat it.
I am. I never ate that shit.
No, listen.
My mom used to make that. I was like, I ain't eating that. The whole house is like ass.
No. It's people don't know. It's boiled pig guts.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to, you boil them for like a day at low, then you wash them out, then you're supposed to fry chitlins. So how'd your mom cook them?
Just like that. Then she would put some Louisiana hot sauce on them.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
No, I've had chitlins a few times. You want to go further. At the end of the Depression, people were so poor in East Texas, there wasn't hardly any animals left. And even though my family was an upper middle class, had land and stuff, they lost almost everything except the property. And everybody says the South's so racist. It was like everybody was friends, everybody was nice. But my But my grandfather was a county tax assessor after that for World War II. He was so nice with poor people in general. He would just nix their taxes. Blacks, white, you name it. But I remember on Thanksgiving, almost every year we went there, you'd have like five or six, sometimes 10, 15 black people show up. And a lot of them didn't have cars. They were really old, but some of them, they come in a car and they come and thank us and give us pies. We'd have like 15 pies in there. And it was all because my grandfather, would just basically, cause they were poor, just said, you don't have any property taxes. So it's kind of like Robin Hood stuff. But no, my dad, my dad has eaten armadillo. So yeah, and he's actually pretty good. Yeah. That's right.
That thing looks horrible.
Yeah. Sometimes my grandparents would say, hey, we're going to go to Dallas or whatever for the weekend. And so my dad and his brother, they would go stay with their mammy, about 2 miles down the road, down by the swamp. And it was a lot of fun. And I got to meet her before she died. I mean, I was a little kid. I knew her. She was a really nice lady. And here's another thing about my dad. He was sick a lot. They didn't know why and was wasting when he was like a year old. And he wasn't, he was having trouble holding down food, all this stuff. And then she said, that's because Miss Patty is making me keep him too clean and not let him crawl around the ground. So she snuck and gave him Hindu teas, what they called it. And that was boiled chicken shit. And guess what happened after my dad had the boiled chicken shit and another thing she boiled up of like clay from a certain riverbed? Perfectly healthy after that. So yeah. But wow. Now they know raw chicken shit that doesn't have antibiotics in it has incredible antibiotics in it. Fake antibiotics suppressant, but boiled, it's a good antibiotic.
You know what? You know what's crazy? I had these warts on my fingers when I was a little kid, and my mama wouldn't take me to the doctor. She said, I'm just going to go to the grocery store and get some chicken gizzard. She went to the grocery store, got some chicken gizzard, put it on my warts. My warts just fell off.
Well, that's the thing, is that people think all those wives' tales, almost all of them working are real because people didn't have any money. You better figure it out or you're dead.
Right.
I mean, who knows? That a milk thistle, that stuff grows all over the world. You know, purple flowers, thistle. Got spikes on it. You boil that and then slice off the outside. It's super nutritious, literally an antibiotic, great for your liver, everything. But people don't eat it. Mm-hmm. They don't know about it. But some of the white people knew all that stuff, but generally they weren't so poor they'd have to know it. But it was the black people knew all that stuff and it all worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the French, when they had to leave Canada and went down to Louisiana, they were so poor and they picked it all for the blacks. They have all that same stuff. It all works too. They've done studies. All that stuff's actually real now. It all works.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have mineral treatments back then. But people knew like, oh, you're going to have a miscarriage. Oh, you can't, and they go, oh, you're wasted. You need this certain type of, and they know right where this certain clay had it. And now they've studied that clay. It actually has all the stuff you need. Well, you'll have like northerners, whatever, come down here, anthropologists, and see like these old black women digging clay out of a certain place in the woods. They're like, this woman's crazy. Then they go test it. It's like a multivitamin.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's like, why are these crazy black people eating dirt? So it's crazy, man.
They had to figure it out, like you said, or they was going to die.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, my dad's eating possum. He said it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, we used to shoot rabbits. Rabbits and squirrels.
Rabbits are good if they're cooked right. Rabbits are good.
Man, that is, your dad is not human if he ate that.
No, the way they ate it is all, he said, they fry it. And then you just cut the meat out.
I don't care if you fry it, saute it. I'm still not eating it. That was an armadillo?
Yeah. Well, that's a roadkill armadillo. You run out in the field and grab by the tail. That way you get them fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy what poor people come up with. Like a lot of my family, my wife's family, they're Mexicans, right? And somebody hit a deer in the road. He got out his truck and picked it up and threw it back. It was just cooking it.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have food. Yeah, because they're poor.
Well, it's actually smart. If you hit a deer and kill it, it's fresh. Why not go butcher it? People don't know how. Yeah. All the time as yuppies move into the countryside, they'll call the sheriff's department when they drive by some guy's house and he's out in the tree in the front butchering a deer. They go, he's abusing the deer. No, that's how you it's like weird. You're chopping up a deer. You're a weirdo.
Right. Yeah. That's how you get meat.
Yeah.
A lot of these people on the left, these wokies, man, they don't like our food manufacturing, but hey, you're eating a hamburger.
You eat meat, you know what happens. You know how that gets to the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
You have to capture it and take the life of that animal.
Absolutely.
You're just not doing the hard part.
I remember her name now. I remember asking the question, too. I was like, well, when you go stay with Stella Mae whenever your family went out of town, sometimes a week they went to the beach, you know, leave the kids. They didn't leave the kids with grandma, even though grandma lived there across the street. Grandma's a little bit wild.
They always are.
But the thing was, Stella Mae was her name. She would keep the kids for free. She loved them. But it was like, but they're going to come home and help me take care of my pigs and my chickens. And I've been to her house quite a few times. And it's just this little old black lady, because her husband died like 30 years before. She had all these pigs and her own cows and her own chickens. But the point is, you'd see that as being mean to kids, making them like 5, 6, 7-year-olds work. They love it. The truth is, kids love all that stuff, but they're not taught it, so it's all died. That real farming culture's dead.
Yeah, everybody's stuck on their phones now. Yeah, everybody's so used to going to the grocery store to get their food, they forget, you know, how that food gets to the grocery store. And that's the, like we had Owen Benjamin on our show a couple of days ago. He's got his own farm, and the way he describes it is this pure paradise. The majority of the food he eats, he breeds it right there on his farm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do a great job like my uncle. He can butcher a deer in like 45 minutes, like in cutlets all perfect, but I can chop one up pretty good. But I just feel sorry for people don't know how to catch a fish, don't know how to skin a fish. I mean, they think it's weird, you know. They think it's weird.
Right. It's the most natural thing you can do is provide for yourself your own food. Because a lot of this food we get out of the grocery store, all of it's fake. I was eating some shrimp and crackers thinking everything was organic and, you know, and comes from Mother Earth. I look at the ingredients on the box of crackers, says GMO on it. Genetically modified crackers. My crackers are not even real.
Well, it's real. Real enough.
Well, there's actually studies on this. I heard about 30 years ago, but there's just studies now. You'll have somebody that is like 40 pounds overweight. They still exercise, whatever. They go to Europe for a job, especially Eastern Europe, where there's like no GMO and stuff. Western's getting bad.
Yeah.
And you'll lose 40, 50 pounds eating like a pig. Mel Gibson didn't look bad, but he's been over there for almost a year making the second Passion in Rome. He's like, I can eat all the pasta and all the food I want. I'm losing weight. And he looks great because it doesn't have GMO.
Yeah, you go to a McDonald's in Canada or the Netherlands or Australia or United Kingdom, the hamburgers, everything tastes totally different. Like when I went to Australia for the first time and had real authentic spaghetti and meatballs, it tastes out of this world, and it's nothing like here in the United States.
The chocolate is different.
Yeah, everything is different.
Oh, have you seen?
A lot of the people
Mexico,
here in America don't
they
understand.
They make Hershey's there now. It's the candy bar's hard. Have you noticed? Because I've only done the new Hershey's are like rubber.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't understand here in America. A lot of our food is just poison.
Yeah.
I'm going to realize it once they get out of the States. I might eat a Hershey bar like once a year. A few months ago, I buy one. And I get it out. I think there's something wrong with this. So I search engine on X, and there was all these videos. And it turns out it's like a third wax now. It's wax.
Right.
Guys, I saw it again a few days ago. Go to X and type in, what's wrong with Hershey bars? Because people are all noticing, like, it's cold in your house. It's not like it's hot. You pull it out, and it's like rubber. Right. And by the way, it's not even black. It's like brown.
Right. You look at the bread. You smush bread. You just take just go pick up any brand of bread, ball it up in your hand like this, then put it on the table and come back 2 hours later. It's like you didn't touch it. It's like you didn't touch it. Yeah, it's what happened to Maha? He's going to get rid of all this stuff, right?
Well, listen, Kennedy got a lot done until Pam Bondi, because their lobbying firm gets the money from all those groups. Yeah, look at this. This is real, folks.
Wow.
Because I was driving home one night, I got a sweet tooth. So I pump gas, I go in, and I get a Topo Chico, and I go, I'm going to have a Hershey bar. Had to have one in like a year. And this is in the winter. It wasn't cold, so I'm like, is it hot? Why is it? So I get home, stick it in the freezer, pull it out, and it's still wiggling around. I mean, what is this? Folks, I'm not kidding. Go get a Hershey bar. I'm not lying. This is real.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't.
And by the way, until about a couple of years ago, Hershey bars weren't brown like that. They were dark brown. Remember?
Yeah, they were darker.
Right, yeah.
And see, people aren't going to remember this who aren't older now. They're going to think that's a Hershey bar.
Yeah, they think it's normal.
By the way, I'm not going to lie. When I read it was a third wax delayed, it tastes like crap. But I haven't bought one since.
Like it's got plastic in it.
It has wax.
Wax.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize people just, like, I'm going to be 52 this year. A lot of people don't, like, growing up, we used to eat Domino's pizza, and that pizza's in Pizza Hut. That pizza doesn't even taste the same. Even the hamburgers you buy at
I remember the Whopper used to be great.
I don't know what the other thing is now. I don't know what that is. It's like the food has changed so much. Yeah, I've done that before. Bread actually does that. It's like a sponge. Wash the dishes with that.
Well, you've seen it. It even goes back to Super. It goes back to Super Size Me 20 years ago, but people do it all the time. You can buy a McDonald's hamburger and not even put it under glass. You can just leave it in the back of your car, and a year later, it's not even blemished.
Yeah. Right. No mold or anything.
Yeah.
It's funny when you go, like, you see these commercials, and then you look at it, like, at the drive-thru menu, you look at the food, and then when you get it, it's like, what the hell is this? It's all fake.
Yeah. Well, we have to demand more quality, but it was in the Memorandum 200 of Henry Kissinger, even before that. You saw the 1952 CIA document about poison the food, the water, and the shots. This is what we are under attack. We were the ones they had to worry about, and so we get mad at Americans? We use more drugs than anybody in the world combined, legal and illegal. We're put with more poison. And Kennedy got the fluoride out. Justice Department blocked it. Banned glyphosate. Justice Department blocked it. Trump signed it. So what happens is, it's almost like Trump uses good people to shake down corporations. And then he goes, hey, my guy, I got all the dirt on you. Pay up. You want to get really nasty. I don't think it's Trump. It's the people around him, though. Well, they bring in the regulator and go, oh, we got you. Actually, you work for us now. And I don't think I know that's what's going on now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole infrastructure is just, it's been rotten, and it's been rotten a long time. It's hard to, you know,
do you
go straight after so long. Like, where do you see Trump's presidency? How do you think it's going to end after his term is over?
We got 2 minutes left, guys. I'm going to come back on or come back on with you to answer that question. They're going to say, Jones, when asked the question, went to break. Yeah, it's the end of the show, 3 p.m. No, I don't like Mark Levin, but they're all like, he went to break to cover that up. I checked the clock time, though that's set breaks. I mean, a million things could happen, but I mean, I think the Democrats just through fraud, because they haven't been able to shut the fraud down, but I think the poll numbers, I think they lose the House, maybe the Senate, and they're going to go completely crazy and just... Trump's not him, but all the sons of the administration are doing super, really questionable stuff. But Bondi gives them waivers. The Congress gives himself a waiver for him to start trading. So I don't know. But I think Trump is cashing out. And I think he's made a deal probably, but I don't think the globals even keep the deal. And I don't know that, but I think a deal's been made. I think he's sold out. He's not even that. He's not, I go back and forth, but I definitely know that I mean, we go down the line with his advisors. I mean, take Howard Lutnick, man. I mean, basically was best buddies and lived next door to Epstein and were, you know, at the island constantly and in business together.
Yeah.
And then he says, I don't know him and all that. I mean, these are bad people, man. So, I mean, let me tell you, people go, oh, you admit you're wrong now. No, Trump legitimately was night and day of the Democrats. I mean, they did real stuff for the globalists. I mean, the carbon taxes have been killed. That's all falling apart. You can buy incandescent light bulbs. You can buy regular toilets now. The border is 96% shut down. That's why it's so paradoxical. Mm-hmm. He was the real deal, not permanent, until 6 months ago. And he went, and like you said.
You know what's crazy? I agree with everything he's done thus far. It's just I do not like this Iran war. Everything else I agree with. Everything else. It's just this war. I hate it.
Yeah.
That's the only criticism I have of Trump and his administration.
Because this country,
Iran war. Everything else, I'm totally hook, line, and sinker with him.
The Hodge Twins website.
OfficialHodgeTwins.com.
Yeah.
And I'm at Real Alex Jones on X. I'm about to take down InfoWars. God bless you.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This is Tucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.